ready. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
To Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's a weekend. That means it's an opportunity for you to tune in and hear about all the latest medical advances with an emphasis on natural alternatives. We combine the best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies. We call that intelligent medicine, the deployment of all the things that can keep you well and address your health concerns. Our number, 877-726-8255. We invite calls with questions or comments. Perhaps you have experienced the benefits of some form of natural therapy. We'd like to share that with our audience. 877-726-8255, our number. And we got lots to talk about this weekend. We'll talk a little bit about Aaron Rodgers, who experienced a horrific injury to begin the 2023-2024 football season for the Jets. He was the great hope that the Jets would compete in the playoffs, but after the fourth play, he had an injury. We'll talk a little bit about that and about his potential for recovery with lessons for those of you who don't engage in professional sports. Maybe you're a pickleball player or a tennis player or someone who just likes to hike. 877-726-8255, our number. Lots more stories to share with you this weekend. And let's talk a little bit about ultra-processed foods. By the way, just I want to mention that during the broadcast, I'll be watching my phone because I have an app that tells me where one of my training mates this summer, I did a lot of long bike rides with her, is at this very moment competing in an Ironman triathlon. She's out at Jones Beach, which is 20, 25 miles from where I'm sitting in Midtown Manhattan. I'm warm and dry. She's exposed to some inclement weather out there. It's windy, a little drizzly. And for the swim portion of the event, it's a very, very challenging event. It's a 1.2-mile swim followed by a 55-mile bike ride, and then to cap it off, a half marathon, 13.1 miles. So she's out there, and my app tells me that she's completed the bike leg. Congratulations, Angie. Now you only have to run for 13 miles. So I expect that throughout this program, which lasts 2 hours, she's going to be out there on the course because it takes a while to run 13 miles. And we can apprise you of her progress courtesy of an amazing app, an app that tells you where your buddies and family members are on the course. It's actually a map with a little avatar that shows where they're chugging along on the course and how much progress they're making, how much time it is estimated before they finish. So anticipating a very big celebration as he completes something that she's been training hard for and that I trained with her over the summer. Me, I'm sitting here warm and dry broadcasting with you. And I'm very happy to be here. 877-726-8255. Okay, ultra-processed foods. Interesting study here just came out. We talk about ultra-processed foods, sometimes referred to as the SAD diet. SAD stands for the Standard American Diet, which calorically is around half ultra-processed foods. That means foods divorced from their origins that are laced with additives and flavorings and are highly processed, to which oils, emulsifiers, flavoring agents, and various things have been added, and certainly lots of sugar, lots of fat is often added, and so our diets are rife with ultra-processed foods, baked goods, candies, many of the prepared goods that we get in the frozen food aisle. These are the processed foods that we eat. And when it comes to meat, yeah, there's processed meat, you know, luncheon meats, and then there's unprocessed meat, which is your New York strip steak. And then when it comes to carbohydrates, you know, you can bake a potato, but you can also get, you know, deliciously flavored instant mashed potatoes that are ultra-processed. So among the foods that are ultra-processed, many things that are ostensibly healthy, low-fat yogurt, for example, is ultra-processed because they've taken the fat out of it, they've added a lot of sugar, and then maybe some fruit, maybe, if you're lucky, some real fruit, but mostly flavorings. And there you have it. You think you're eating something healthy. It's got an aura of health, but it's ultra-processed. Okay, so according to this study, the paper found that women who ate the highest level of ultra-processed food had a 50% higher risk of developing depression in the future compared with those women that ate the lowest amount. A professor of medicine at Harvard Medical School told Newsweek, quote, there have been several studies which have supported an important role for diet in influencing the risk of depression. However, there have been scant data about what specific elements of diet may mediate that association. We conducted a comprehensive study which assessed whether ultra-processed foods may influence the risk of developing depression several years later. Big study, 31,712 women, age 42 to 62. They found that foods... including artificial sweeteners, by the way, because, you know, you think, oh, well, I don't eat sugar. I, you know, use NutraSweet or, you know, some of the other alternatives. Artificial sweeteners and artificially sweetened beverages are particularly bad regarding depression risk. So what's going on here? Ultra-processed foods are often bereft of beneficial nutrients. They lack vitamins, minerals, and beneficial plant compounds like polyphenols. They may lack essential fatty acids. Instead, they have bad fats like omega-6, highly processed vegetable oils. They are pro-inflammatory. And so interesting study was done. It's a very it's called a twin study. Okay? And twin studies historically have been interesting. In fact, you know, this is a historical side note, a sad side note, that Dr. Mengele, the notorious doctor of the concentration camps at Auschwitz, sought out twins to conduct cruel studies because he wanted to see, you have a control, you know, and then see, subject one twin to something or other, some god-awful thing, and then based on the idea that they're genetically identical, you know, there's no difference. They've got the same genetic predispositions. See what would happen. Well, here's a twin study based on consumption of ultra-processed food. And there's a story here in Newsweek. It's written by one of the participants, a gal named Amy Kingston, The study was done in the UK. They fed one gal a nutritious Mediterranean diet that had virtually no ultra-processed foods. And they fed another one, another of the twins, identical twins, a diet high in ultra-processed foods. She says that during the study, Amy says, my typical breakfast was pancakes with syrup, hash brown and sausage, an instant flavored oatmeal with syrup and honey roasted nuts, or breakfast cereal with a blueberry muffin or a flavored creamy yogurt and a croissant. For lunch, I ate either a peanut butter and jelly sandwich on white bread with chocolate milk and some chips, a turkey and mayo sandwich with chips and some packaged peaches, a ravioli with cheese and cookie. Dinners was meals like cheeseburger and chips. That's the British word for French fries. Beef with mashed gravy and tinned sweet corn. A meatball sub with cheese and some crackers, a ready-made turkey quesadillas with sour cream, a Diet Coke, and a chocolate bar. There was very limited fresh food and no fruits or vegetables. And you may say, well, that's a lot of food. Maybe the other person, the other twin just ate less. No, these diets were matched calorie for calorie. So calorically, they were identical. The result was, Amy reports, she says, I felt the increase in hunger early on. Within the first meal or two, I felt a real urge to snack between meals. Changes to my mood took a bit longer, maybe about a week, but then I was noticeably lower in mood. The biggest change I noticed was being hungry all the time. And that suits the food manufacturers perfectly because, yeah, eat more, buy more, right? Despite eating more calories than my typical pre-diet, pre-study, I was waking up really hungry in the morning and didn't find my meal satisfying. I felt really tired. I constantly felt I had less energy and found it really hard to concentrate. And then at the end of the study, after just 2 weeks, she found that she'd put on weight and her blood sugar and fat levels had worsened. Meanwhile, her sister's results showed the opposite. She was slimmer and had better blood levels. And her sister didn't really feel hungry. In fact, she didn't really feel the need to eat all the food that was presented to her. She felt full, sometimes didn't even manage to finish her meals. Her mood was also better. So there you have it. The SAD diet indeed is sad. And this is something we really have to focus on if we're going to collar America's health problems. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's 3-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So, score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today. Touchdown! Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers and online. Don't accept a substitute.
With frequent wildfires contributing to airborne pollution and the fall allergy season upon us, it's time to buttress your respiratory health with Breathe Clear from my friends at NT Factor. Breathe Clear with NT Factor combines the benefits of NT Factor's breakthrough lipids formula with powerful bioflavonoids and amino acids. Together, they've been shown to restore energy, repair the damage to cells caused by wildfire pollution, decrease allergic reactions, reduce sinus congestion, and open blood vessels. Breathe Clear with NT Factor is the best formulation available for tackling both allergies and the free radical damage caused by wildfire smoke. For a limited time, buy one container of NT Factor Lipids Powder and get a bottle of Breathe Clear with NT Factor free. That's a $27 value. Just go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Arm yourself with the protective power of NT-Factor Lipids Powder and get Breathe Clear with NT-Factor absolutely free, and breathe freely while supporting your body's fight against allergies and free radicals.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back from Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255, our number. And this is very exciting. My running buddy, Angie, has now completed the 55-mile bike portion of the half Ironman and is now embarking on the 13-mile run. And I can see her progress here because there's an app which tells me exactly where she is. She's about to complete mile one of the 13-mile run. Only 12 miles to go. Go, Angie. And her estimated completion time will be after the end of the show. So while you're relaxing, listen to the show, think of Angie who is churning away those miles out there in some inclement weather, challenging conditions out there at Jones Beach. 877-726-8255, our number. That number available to you 24/7, 365, and you can call that number and record a question, as did this individual. Let's hear it.
Can I use bergamot for cholesterol along with Ultra Meal Cardio 360?
Okay, so the question is, can you take bergamot to lower cholesterol? And so this other thing is kind of like a protein supplement. pretty good thing because it's got a lot of nutrients in it, but not particularly good for cholesterol. And so the question is, do you really need to lower your cholesterol? And, you know, that's the fundamental question before we say, can I use bergamot to lower my cholesterol? Do you really need to lower your cholesterol? And the answer might lie in an analysis of, you know, what are your problems? Do you have evidence of high cardiovascular risk or hypertensive, diabetic? Do you have an elevated coronary artery calcium score, which can be ascertained with a CT scan of the coronary arteries? Do you have super high lipids? Do family members die young of heart disease? If not, you know, why do you need to lower cholesterol? I mean, everybody's in a mania about lowering cholesterol, and many people need to lower cholesterol, but not everybody needs to lower cholesterol. Now, the thing about bergamot is actually something that confers the flavor to Earl Grey tea. By the way, I just discovered Earl Grey. He was a prime minister of England during the time when, I guess they export a lot of tea from India. So, you know, they gave the name Earl Grey to the tea. It's kind of got a sweet flavor because of the bergamot. I like it. And bergamot has some benefits. It's anti-inflammatory. It lowers cholesterol a bit. For some people, it seems to have a significant effect. It can lower cholesterol 5-10%. For others, it doesn't seem to budge cholesterol. But it doesn't just work to lower cholesterol. It's also anti-inflammatory, which is really good for the arteries. It may have blood sugar regulating effects, according to a study I'm looking at here. It's a meta-analysis of a bunch of studies, 31 different studies, that suggest it may have benefits in terms of, you know, other cardiovascular risk factors like inflammation, blood sugar, and even blood pressure. So if you were to take it to lower cholesterol, you would get additional benefits besides the simply cholesterol-lowering effects, and that can be part of a comprehensive program to prevent cardiovascular disease. It's not all about cholesterol, but many other factors. Inflammation, too. A new drug, Lodoco, which is actually a repurposed drug, colchicine, ancient drug, has now been approved for reducing HSCRP, a risk factor showing inflammation as a risk factor for cardiovascular disease. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Wakanaga of America, makers of Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, knows that most of us are having to stretch every dollar a little further these days. But that doesn't mean you should have to choose between saving money and your family's health. It's important, as well as cost-effective, to choose safe and multifunctional nutritional supplements. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been a superior cardiovascular supplement for over 50 years, backed by over 900 published scientific papers. Aged garlic extract has been shown to provide many cardiovascular benefits, including lowering blood pressure and improving arterial stiffness, and strong immune support. Kyolic Formula 103 includes vitamin C, mushrooms, and astragalus for immune and heart health, and Kyolic Formula 152 with omega-3s and vitamins D3, K2, E, and B6 for heart, bone, and immune health. Two excellent options that provide multiple health benefits for your family's health. Look for Kyolic at your local natural health store and online.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here on a weekend. 877-726-8255, our number. And we'll take some of your calls momentarily. But first, because I'm a New Yorker and because I'm a football fan, I want to talk about Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers, the enormously successful quarterback from Green Bay, migrated to New York. A real surprise move to take the helm of the New York Jets. And there was a great deal of hoopla and anticipation as he was about to guide the Jets to playoff contention and potentially a Super Bowl. But incredibly, and I watched the game. I watched this in real time. And it was the ultimate heartbreak because you start watching the game with great expectations for Aaron Rodgers. And he takes the snap once, twice, three times. And a linebacker comes blitzing through, knocks him over, and he falls awkwardly. And he tries to get up, and he can't get up. He has to sit down on the field. He has to be carted off the field. And, oh, my goodness, it just flashed before my eyes. The entire season gone in four plays. And as was suspected, a lot of people astutely predicted this just from the visuals on the field. He had, and if your camera hones in on it, and there's some camera views of this, he had a very swollen calf on one side. And what that suggests, when you see that, that suggests that the Achilles tendon, which connects the calf muscles to the calcaneus, which is the heel, had snapped. And it literally rolls up like a window shade. And for those of you who've experienced this, there's nothing like it in terms of injuries, because you can actually hear it. There's an audible snap as your Achilles tendon snaps like a rubber band. It's an elastic tendon that takes a lot of stress, but when it snaps, it rolls up and you get excruciating pain and you can no longer weight bear on that leg. And so he's carted off the field, and a lot of predictions were made. He's 39 years old. This is supposedly his last hurrah. He's going to have to spend the entire season recovering. And so what's the prognosis for Aaron Rodgers? Well, first of all, what are the risk factors for this? I mean, professional athletes get this injury. Kobe Bryant had the injury. Some prominent football players had the injury. Kobe Bryant came back, but he was never quite the same. Kevin Durant of the New Jersey and now Brooklyn Nets had the injury, and he was out for 18 months, and he came back surprisingly in full form. He's a little younger than Aaron Rodgers, who's now 39. Age is a factor in terms of recovery. And I looked at the different types of surgical options available for this, because athletes get surgery inevitably. But not everybody needs surgery. It turns out there is a non-surgical option that can kind of work. And one of the reasons why it works is that it enables earlier rehab. At first, you immobilize the foot and the ankle, and then you gradually start weight-bearing with a boot. And then you take aggressive physical therapy to promote retention of strength, because part of this is, you know, it's going to heal, but he's going to lose strength in that leg. He's going to have asymmetry, you know, one leg strong and one leg weak. He's going to lose a lot of conditioning that normally occurs just with walking, and you can't weight bear for a long time with surgery. The surgical options, they have all kinds of gadgets and apparati that enable better sewing together. It's literally sewn together. The Achilles tendon, which is an elastic tendon, is sewn together. And it's very interesting how it's done, with kind of a template through which you thread literally suture and kind of needle and thread approach. Where you knit together the two ends. Sometimes you take a graft from somewhere else on the body to strengthen the bond. And the surgeon who did this, he operates on a lot of athletes. So, interestingly, while Aaron Rodgers is recovering at one of his homes, he's got a home in Malibu, reporters staked out the home and they found trucks arriving with equipment. And what was the equipment? It was hyperbaric oxygen equipment, equipment designed to provide high levels of oxygen to tissues. And indeed, that's a good strategy for promoting healing. So he's going to do all kinds of things to get back in the saddle. Very unlikely he's going to make it back this season. This is usually a season ender. But he's still on contract with the Jets, and there's still a possibility at the age of 40, which is an advanced age for a quarterback, that he, well, not for Tom Brady, but he's another story entirely, a phenom. There is a chance, and I predict a significant chance, that he will come back to helm the Jets 2024-2025 season. And I predict he may make use of growth hormone. Now, growth hormone illegal for sports, but how are they going to know whether he had growth hormone administered during his recuperative period? Because he's not going to be drug tested during the time that he's on the injured list. So this is an opportunity. Growth hormone has the potential for accelerating the healing of wounds. And maybe, just maybe, they're going to dip into their medical bag of tricks. Hyperbaric oxygen, good nutrition, aggressive physical therapy, maybe a little growth hormone to promote the healing of this wound, because we're talking tens and tens and tens of millions of dollars are at stake here with the career of this interesting guy. Interesting, too, in the fact that he's a vaccine refusenik. He's also a guy who's experimented with microdosing psychedelic drugs. It was said that...
You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding. We will resume normal programming shortly.
Our number. With the fall allergy season upon us, along with lingering wildfires and other factors contributing to airborne pollution, it's time to buttress your respiratory health with Breathe Clear from my friends at NT Factor. Now, Breathe Clear with NT Factor combines the benefits of NT Factor's breakthrough lipids formula with powerful bioflavonoids and amino acids. Together, they've been shown to restore energy, repair damage to cells caused by environmental pollutants, and decrease allergic reactions. Also, they can reduce sinus congestion and open blood vessels. Breathe Clear with NT Factor is the best formulation available for tackling both allergies and the free radical damage caused by air pollution. For a limited time, great offer. You can buy one container of NT Factor Lipids powder, which I use, and get a bottle of Breathe Clear with NT Factor free. That's a $27 value. Just go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com, or call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158. Arm yourself with the protective power of NT Factor Lipids powder and get Breathe Clear with NT Factor absolutely free, and get the benefits of breathing freely while supporting your body's fight against allergies and free radicals. And just a note, NT Factor no longer available on full script. You got to call 800-982-9158 or go to ntfactor.com to order it directly. All right, 877-726-8255, our number, and let's take one of our recorded calls.
Oh, hi there. I'm just asking a question about my mom, who's got osteoporosis, and unfortunately she's on blood thinners after having a blood clot. So lots of information about collagen now. Is it worth taking collagen to help support the calcium in her bones? Question one. And question two, she's been put on calcium carbonate, which I'm not keen on. So is there better calcium she could be taking?
Okay, so let's last things first. Calcium carbonate is the least absorbable form of calcium, so it's not going to be that helpful for osteoporosis. And that calcium supplements have not been shown to be that helpful for osteoporosis. I know they were very much in vogue in the 80s and 90s. You know, take a lot of Tums, which was calcium carbonate, and you'll fix your bones. Newer studies suggest that calcium, even the better forms of calcium, like calcium citrate, more bioavailable forms of calcium, are not significantly associated with improvement in bone density. So you need a full complement of nutrients and perhaps medication. I'm not saying, but, you know, I don't know the situation here. Just taking calcium alone, even with vitamin D, may not do the trick. Other things that help, vitamin K. So back to the first part of the question. She's on oral anticoagulants. Now, one of the oral anticoagulants, warfarin or Coumadin, often you're told to be on a diet that has very little vitamin K. Now, vitamin K is a bone strengthener. So when you're on a very low vitamin K diet, that can accelerate osteoporosis. But what about the other medications where there's no contraindication to vitamin K? There are other medications can be used besides Coumadin. They actually looked at this, and what they found is that oral anticoagulants, blood thinners, all of them, have a negative effect on bone density. They accelerate the loss of bone, interestingly. Even the ones that don't act on vitamin K, like warfarin and Coumadin. So, interesting that she's got a risk factor. I mean, she's had a blood clot, so she does need to be in a blood center. But she needs special attention to strengthening her bones. And I didn't realize this until I looked it up. But Pradaxa, for example, one of the medications, Eliquis, Xarelto, these are non-Coumadin medications. They, too, have a higher risk for bone loss. And how many people out there have atrial fibrillation or taking these medications? They're at higher risk for bone loss because of those medications. So the take-home message is that anybody prescribed oral anticoagulation therapy better be assessed for their bone mineral density, and measures should be taken to preserve their bone, but not just vitamin D and calcium alone. Those won't do the trick, and you need a very concerted approach, including, you know, let's not discount the importance of weight-bearing exercise for preventing osteoporosis and fractures. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com. I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions. The CBD brand I take and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation to their Reserve Collection, a sleep gummy. The new Reserve Collection is a specially curated blend of full-spectrum cannabinoids. Rich and bold, the Reserve Collection products are for when intense support is needed. Reserve Sleep Gummies build on their unique Reserve Collection formula with effective sleep-focused ingredients to better prepare you for bed each night. Wake up feeling refreshed, energized, and ready to take on the day with Reserve Sleep Gummies. All of Plus CBD's products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Reserve Collection Sleep Gummies.
What's being hidden from us about the COVID-19 scenario, about covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world, about the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse. If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. Chinese men began arriving in Shasta County during the Gold Rush in the early 1850s, resulting in the establishment of Chinatowns in the outskirts of almost every town. Chinese were very devout in their religious beliefs. Incense was continuously burned in each house. When a house was entered, prostrations and chanting were made on the floor. A Joss House was located at the Shasta Chinatown, but was considered plain compared to the Joss House at Weaverville. A favorite Chinese rheumatism cure was sold in Chinese stores. It consisted of placing a live rattlesnake in a gallon of meat and malt whiskey for several days. When a patient drank a full shot glass, pain supposedly ceased and comfort soon followed. Want more Dottie? Go to the Shasta County Historical Society.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Gas prices have never been this high at this time of the year, ever. With the fall season approaching, diesel prices are expected to go up for farmers, which in turn causes your grocery bill to skyrocket. With no strategic petroleum reserve to tap into, is there ever an end in sight? Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255. If you want to get in on the action with a comment or question, we're available this hour and next. And when it comes to drinking, we've been through several phases. It's kind of like, you know, the egg debate, the coffee debate. You know, coffee's bad for you. We introduced Sanka as an alternative, and then it turns out that coffee's really not so bad for you. And the same thing with eggs and saturated fat and cholesterol. But when it comes to alcohol, we've been around the block with recommendations for alcohol. I'm old enough to remember when I think it was Morley Safer of, it was on CBS, I think, way back when in the 1980s, who came up with this idea about the French paradox. Now, this had been well known in science, but he popularized it, and he went to France and sat around in cafes drinking red wine and talking to scientists and popularizing the notion that a little bit of alcohol is heart healthy. And pretty soon you had cardiologists saying to people like, yeah, you can drink a glass or two of red wine, and, you know, don't go overboard, but it's good for your heart. And according to studies, indubitably, it was good for cardiovascular disease, not good for cardiac arrhythmias, because almost any amount of alcohol increases your risk for atrial fibrillation. And I've seen it. When I worked at the VA hospital, we used to see something. I used to dread being on call on July 4th or on Thanksgiving or on Christmas or New Year's when guys would drink a lot and then they would come in with atrial fibrillation because of what we called holiday heart, the direct effects of alcohol, toxic effects on the heart. But when it comes to atherosclerosis, there were studies that showed that moderate drinking had protective effects. So the heart protective theory was based on the finding that moderate drinkers had better cardiovascular health than both non-drinkers and heavy drinkers. Heavy drinkers, no good anyway. But non-drinkers were thought to have less good cardiovascular health. But when they reanalyzed the study, they found that a lot of these people were non-drinkers, because they were in ill health. If you're in really crappy health, you might have a lower tolerance for alcohol, or maybe you already were overdoing it with the booze, and you gave it up, so you became a non-drinker. Well, your health less good because you undermined it by drinking too much in the past. So as a result, abstainers looked relatively unhealthy, and moderate drinkers, many of whom actually had pretty balanced lifestyles, they exercised and ate well, looked pretty good. So these studies were not valid. New studies are suggesting that almost any amount of alcohol is bad for you. So a lot of people are really going cold turkey on alcohol. They don't want any because they think even a drink a week, perish the thought, it's going to have deleterious effects. Research shows that alcohol raises the chance of premature death from a variety of causes, particularly strong relationship to cancer, because alcohol breaks down into acetaldehyde, which is a known carcinogen. It damages DNA, and that damage can lead to at least 7 types of cancer. So people are stopping alcohol altogether. Should you abstain? Well, it poses a little dilemma for me because I'm going out tonight with some old friends. And what am I going to order? Am I going to order, you know, club soda? Or am I going to have a, you know, wine or maybe a beer? What do I do? Well, here are the statistics on your risk. It turns out, this is based on guidelines established by the Canadian government. Canadian guidelines estimate one additional premature death in 1,000 could be attributed to alcohol for those who have 2 drinks a week. So 2 drinks are very moderate intake. So 1 in 1,000 risk. That risk is less than the risk of dying in a car accident. The risk increases to 1 in 100 among people who have 6 drinks per week. But the lifetime risk of dying in a car accident are 1 in 93. So when it comes to alcohol, let's have a more nuanced approach. Alcohol is a pleasurable activity, often involving socialization and relaxation. And for some people can handle it and moderate. I maybe drink 2 times a month these days, but absolute prohibition, I'm not sure it's entirely warranted. 877-726-8255. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
At Essential Formulas, we provide the immune essentials for your family's health this winter. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics and RegActive. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is recognized as a worldwide leader in probiotic digestive health. Since 70% of your immune cells reside in your gut, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics have an impressive effect on immune health too. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics contain over 500 postbiotic metabolites, shown to help support immune function. Certified vegetarian, free of gluten, dairy, and GMOs. A powerful immune option. RegActive formulas help boost levels of glutathione, the body's most essential antioxidant, which decreases as we age. Maintaining glutathione levels is key in overall health protection. Be proactive about your immune health. Look for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics and RegActive at natural health retailers and online today.
Thanks to generous community support, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post-9/11 veterans and their families since 2003. Through no-cost physical and mental health services, legislative advocacy, career assistance, and life skill training, we're there every step of the journey.
It's possible to feel understood,
to get support when it's needed most.
And now I know anything is possible.
And we're just getting started. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
This message comes to you from our sponsor, Subaru. Discover the all-new 2024 Subaru Crosstrek Wilderness. With exclusive technology and safety features, it's packed with upgrades to its off-road capability. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, 9.3 inches of ground clearance, 182 horsepower Subaru boxer engine, and improve gearing to climb the toughest trails. See what's beyond the far boundaries of the map in a rugged...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Ophelia has been downgraded to a post-tropical low. National Weather Service meteorologist Eric Hoflick says the strong surf and dangerous rip currents are making beach conditions hazardous.
There's a high surf advisory, breaking waves around 8 feet or so, 5 to 8 feet, high risk of rip currents. So not a great day to be at the beaches. Not like it was going to be nice anyway, but, you know, if anybody... just thinking about going into the water, it's probably not the best idea.
Areas from Virginia to New Jersey likely to receive 1 to 3 inches of rain, up to 5 inches in some places. Late word out of Hollywood, the writers' strike may be settled, a tentative deal reached, that according to the union. No other details, though, were forthcoming. 5 people, including a 3-year-old child, went to a luxury apartment complex late last night to meet with some people about buying a dog. An argument ensued and gunfire broke out. The toddler and 2 adults fatally struck. A 3rd adult was wounded. Witnesses say 2 men fled the scene. South Texas Democrat Congressman Henry Cuellar says President Biden's recent efforts to control the southern border, not good enough.
Get the people on the Mexican side, deport them to their countries, do more to stop people on their southern border with Guatemala. Otherwise, we're just going to continue seeing this flow.
Appearing on Fox News Sunday, Cuellar says there have been more than 2 million border crossings since the beginning of this year and millions more since Mr. Biden took office. Israeli airstrikes have struck militant sites in Gaza for the 3rd straight day, and the Biden administration is expected to announce soon that Israeli citizens will be allowed to travel to the U.S. without a U.S. visa. This week's GOP presidential primary debate being held at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in California Wednesday night. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo asked nearly 1,000 pro-family Virginians in Richmond last night to do a bit more to overcome the nation's challenges. Education reform topped Pompeo's list of urgent priorities.
At the Family Foundation gala, Pompeo said the U.S. has school districts where not a single child is reading at grade level, and students are taught ideas that put the nation at risk. He said he's faced off against the world's dictators.
I served in the national security space, first as CIA director and then as Secretary of State. But the thing that frightens me the most is that we will not transmit the greatness of our nation to those who come behind us.
Pompeo said doing more includes bringing 10 like-minded voters to the polls for each election. Anne Marie Morgan reporting.
Dolphins score the most points in a game by an NFL team since 1966, 70-20 over the Broncos. Townhall.com. A lawsuit over an alleged hazing incident at the University of Alabama.
A student and his parents are suing the school, saying that he suffered a traumatic brain injury while being hazed. The lawsuit accuses Sigma Alpha Epsilon fraternity and others associated with it of fraud, negligence, and assault and battery. The suit was filed by the teen, referred to only as HB because he is a minor, and his parents who live in Texas. The lawsuit says HB was reportedly punched, sprayed with a water hose, and hit in the head with a basketball. Jason Walker reporting.
A space capsule carrying NASA's first asteroid samples has landed in the Utah desert. The spacecraft released the capsule following a seven-year journey to the asteroid Bennu and back. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Really appreciate you tuning in today. We have a wonderful program. We have a special guest in studio, Melissa Myers. She goes by Mel. I asked her for permission. She said, just call me Mel. So Melissa Myers, she is a licensed financial advisor with the Glenn team at Infinitas. And Melissa, do I know you well enough to say Mel? Should I just say Mel?
Yes, please do.
Okay, Mel, welcome to Senior Care Live.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. So Melissa is filling in for our friend Bruce Glenn, and Bruce is just traveling all over the country right now meeting with he has clients literally all over the country. Some individual clients, some small business, medium-sized business, large businesses, and he's out servicing his clients, and that's why they love him. He does a great job.
That's right.
So, okay, so, but like you said, you have more hair than Bruce.
I do. I have a lot more hair than Bruce, and it's curly.
So anyway, if you'd like to reach out to Melissa or Mel Myers, or if you have a question for Bruce Glenn or anyone on the wonderful team at the Glenn team at Infinitas, here's the phone number. Look, it's a Kansas City-based number, but this is good all over the country. You could call from anywhere. Call this phone number, and they can help you. It's 913-563-7327. That's 913-563-7327. And Mel, last time we had you on the program, we were talking about financial services, but getting into some of the details of estate planning. And this time we're going to shift gears a little bit and talk about financial planning for business owners. And I love this topic. So let's just start off with the most basic of questions. Why is it important to have good financial planning for business owners?
Well, this topic is super relevant and important right now because there's a trend happening with business ownership and entrepreneurs. It's been taking place over the past 3 years. There has been a record number of new business applications across the United States. So in 2021, a new record was set with 5.4 million new business applications being set across the United States. And in 2022, 5 million more were added. So right now we're sitting at about 33 million small business owners across the U.S. And so
in the last 3 years,
or is
that a total?
Total is 33 million.
Okay.
Right. Yep. And so for those listening, there's a lot of individuals who are small business owners, or based on the trend and some of the other details that we'll get into, you'll see that more and more individuals are opening up small businesses. And so this is a really relevant and top of mind topic.
Well, and I'll tell you, I don't know if you know this or not, I am now franchising my business, Senior Care Consulting, all across the country. And when I started looking into this, I discovered that, and
particularly, I think there's always been an appetite to start your own small business and do your own thing, be your own boss. And that's very appealing to a lot of people. But since COVID, that was a game changer. And a lot of people are like, you know what? I have a different perspective. I'm not going back. I think I can do it better. I think I can come up with a better service or do something completely different. But since then, like you mentioned, I mean, 5-10 million new business licenses in the last couple of years. That's amazing.
Yeah, a new record has been set. I mean, over the past 3 years, if you think about it, the average right now is 4.4 million new business applications each year. That's a lot.
yeah, that's stunning. And so I think I've got some accidentally I have some good timing with expanding my business. So what challenges do these business owners face since there's so many new business owners out there?
Great question. So business owners have a variety of challenges, including financial, managerial, economic, even political. Business owners have to understand federal, state, and city rules, and more specifically, they need to understand and navigate the IRS tax rule, and if you plan on hiring any employees, you have to understand the rules and laws around having employees. How do you have them as employees? I think personally it's really exciting that we're seeing this trend. Like you said, people want to feel in control of the business or, hey, I could do this better. It gives them a lot of freedom. But small business owners need quality resources and guidance.
Okay. And so what are some of the maybe the most common mistakes? Because, look, these are new business owners. Very easy to make a mistake and not mean to. I guess you don't know what you don't know. But what are some of the most common mistakes that you see these new business owners make?
So I really see the comment around wearing all of the hats. So business owners want to do it all, but the reality is they're not an expert in each of the roles that they need to play. More than one-third of businesses fail in the first 5 years, and several of those factors are tied to finances. So hence why I wanted to bring this topic up today.
Yeah.
So business owners feel like they have to do it all, or there is so much to learn that it's really easy to get caught up into business, right? I got to work on the business. I got to figure all of this out. When really what they need to be doing is doing what they do best, right?
Yep.
And they need to hire an expert for the areas they're not strong in. So an example would be hiring a bookkeeper or an accountant or a CPA. If you were to do that, it would give you more time, help your learning curve, and help you save money in the long run, right?
Right, yeah.
So a lot of individuals, and like you said, yeah, but you certainly agree, that makes sense. But what I hear, even though it makes sense logically, is because they're newer or they've been doing things the way they've done them for a long time, I can't afford to do that yet, or I'm just so busy. I don't have time to figure that out. And a lot of times what I find or what I see is you cannot afford not to hire someone. You need to free yourself up and you need to hire somebody to help solve the problem. And when I see business owners make this shift, they grow in their business and their confidence increases.
Well, and there's no doubt about that. So just for example, so I just started the new franchising company. And, I wear lots of hats and I'm like, I can't wear all these hats anymore. So I now have an accounting firm and they take care of all of that. They are unbelievably sharp. And oh, by the way, they do my taxes. Thank you, Lord. So that is amazing. I no longer mess with the website. I have professionals dealing with that and all of the SEO work that goes along with that. I love the website. It's super pro. I've gotten so many compliments. That's just a couple of areas where I used to touch it, and now I don't. I outsourced it,
right.
And it's made an incredible difference in my day-to-day.
Yeah, and so I really call this your financial support system or your business support system. So you need a bookkeeper, CPA, a financial advisor like our team, a business consultant, cybersecurity and technology. I mean, the list can go on and on. But the truth is I see business owners make mistakes when they do not establish a financial or business support system. Successful business owners are intentional about increasing their financial intelligence and awareness. Because like you said in the beginning of the show, the reality is we don't know what we don't know. And so when you seek out financial intelligence and awareness, then you can say, oh, now I know I need to ask that question. Now I know I should have this on the website, right? And one of the common questions that people come to us for is, man, I would really love to reduce my taxes. What are those tax strategies?
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't have the right person at your table helping you navigate those strategies specific to you, and you're not learning those financial questions and having regular conversations, then you're not going to be able to take advantage of strategies that could apply to you.
And is that something that you could help out a small business owner with?
It is. We help out with different tax strategies, and I'll get into that a little bit more. But we also have vetted professionals that we know, like, and trust who are doing fantastic job at customizing and personalizing each business owner's needs.
Okay. All right. So look, Melissa, our friend Mel, just dropped the bomb on us here. She gave us a lot of fantastic information. If you are a small business owner, if you're looking to become a small business owner, and we have, you know, this program is, primarily geared to seniors and their caregivers, but guess what? A lot of seniors own their own business. A lot of caregivers own their own business. And, oh, by the way, they're trying to provide care and all the other things that come along with life. You can't be an expert in everything. So it is do yourself a favor. Stick to what you do really well, which is your core business, your core product, your core service. You've got that down in your sleep. And then partner with some folks for the accounting side. Like Melissa said, some of the financial work, some of the tax planning, how can we save some taxes, all customized to your specific needs in your situation. 913-563-7327. That's Melissa Myers. She goes by Mel. 913-563-7327 with the Glenn team at Infinitas. Now the Senior Care Live question of the week. Half of the small businesses in the U.S. are owned by people who are age 55 and over. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit SeniorCareLive.com, SeniorCareLive.com.
At Doctors Without Borders, we put patients first, and we go where we're needed most. We believe people deserve to be treated with compassion and dignity. We treat our patients completely free of charge and without regard to race, religion, or politics. and thanks to the 6 million people around the world who support our work, Doctors Without Borders will continue to put our patients first.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Gas prices have never been this high at this time of the year, ever. With the fall season approaching, diesel prices are expected to go up for farmers, which in turn causes your grocery bill to skyrocket. With no strategic petroleum reserve to tap into, is there ever an end in sight? Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Texting enrolls you in a recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Tired of wasting your money on testosterone booster products that just don't work? We don't blame you. That's why Nugenix Total T lets you try before you buy. Just text BACK to 369-369 to claim your complimentary sample. Why have millions of men already trusted Nugenix for a man-boosting increase in their testosterone levels? Well, nothing else is like it. It contains Testofen, a patented key ingredient shown to work. Nugenix Total T boosts free and total testosterone levels to help you feel better at work, in the gym, and in the bedroom. It's the number one doctor recommended brand and number one at GNC and number one at Walmart. But don't take our word for it. Try before you buy. If it works, keep using it. If not, keep the sample. You've got nothing to lose, but you could gain energy, muscle, drive, even more passion. Text BACK to 369-369. Do it now and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text BACK to 369-369.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. Half of the small businesses in the United States are owned by people who are age 55 and over. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is true. The answer is true. And Melissa, that one caught me off guard. I was a little surprised, but that's true.
That is true. It's a fascinating statistic. So I'll break this down for you. So there was a survey done by SCORE, which is a small business resource, and they did a survey, and I was able to find out that 20% of the U.S. population, 21% technically, is over the age of 55.
Okay.
Out of the 20% who are over the age of 55, 50% are small business owners.
50%.
50% own, right? A small business. And so where this trend is coming from that I mentioned in the beginning is there are many individuals who are wanting to transition out of their career that they've been doing, maybe want to go into semi-retirement or turn what they've been an expert in and become a consultant or simply turn their hobby into some side income during retirement. And so they are opening and starting new businesses in retirement. So instead of a second career, they're starting new businesses.
Yeah. Yeah, and you have to think, I mean, what do they know that everyone else doesn't? And I think, I don't know if they know something everyone else does it, but they've been around long enough and they've done the corporate thing. And I talked about this a few weeks ago on the show. You know, you have a terrible boss. You know, I've had some good ones, but boy, I've had some like, oh my gosh, how did you get that job? You know, and so a lot of these things, or you think that you can build a better mousetrap, deliver a better service, whatever it is, okay, and you go into business. So I think they have just more life experience to help them make that decision to take a step out in faith and go into business for themselves, I think.
That's right. And so when I think about this, I think of those who might be listening in two camps. They are somebody who has been in business for a while, right? They are a small business owner who has been doing this for a long time. This isn't new, but they're ready to really start winding down. They're like, hey, I'm ready to sell my business or maybe put a succession plan into place. And so there are particular things you need to be aware of when it comes to financial planning or planning for that transition. And then those who are in the second camp, you're recently retired and you're part of this new trend of retirees starting a business and you need to learn a lot or you need to figure out how to hire some experts to help you.
All right. And you can hire an expert to help you on the financial side of things, tax planning side of things. There is a lot of support with the Glenn team at Infinitas. Reach out to Melissa Myers. She goes by Mel. I think if we say Melissa, do you feel like you're in trouble?
So, with your mom. Saying it. Okay. Yeah, you go after my full name, yes.
Okay. All right. If I hear Stephen, I know I'm in trouble. So reach out to Melissa Myers, 913-563-7327. That's the Glenn team at Infinitas. And this number is good all around the country. The Glenn team at Infinitas has clients, small clients, large clients, individual clients, businesses, everywhere. 913-563-7327. Okay, so for those who are starting a business, what do they need to be aware of? So this is something, like you mentioned, it might be something brand new for them.
That's right. So really identifying what type of business structure they want to be, whether that's a sole proprietor, an LLC, what makes the most sense, establishing a solid financial foundation, establishing that financial support system we talked about earlier, having a solid business plan that includes financial and tax projections, managing your income and your taxes. If you are a semi-retired person, if you have income sources coming from somewhere else, taxes can be an interesting play. But then also thinking about private health care. Maybe you're not 65 yet, and so Medicare is not an option. I actually had a client who was 62. He really, really wanted to step away from his 9-to-5. But he was waiting till 65 because he thought he had to wait for Medicare. Did not think that healthcare was going to be affordable for him. Well, fast forward with some financial planning and putting together a solid business plan and understanding that there are private affordable healthcare options with managing his income. He was able to go ahead and pull the plug and retire at 62 and transition into that semi-retired, starting a business, new journey that he was going to be facing.
I love that story. So because he thought, I'm stuck here for 3 more years. Oh, wait a minute, I'm not.
Yeah, and that was an exciting feeling. That's what we love being able to do. That's the impact that we can help our clients make.
When you start your business, this is a dream of yours. You start a business, you're self-sufficient, you are your own boss, you have your own schedule, you deliver a great product, a great service, whatever the case may be. It's something that you're proud of. You built it, you ran it. There is an unbelievable satisfaction to that. And you helped him achieve that much sooner than he would have.
That's right.
So that's fantastic. So are there some tax strategies available for business owners that to make them able to maximize their savings?
There is, and this is it doesn't matter if you've been in business for a long time or you're just getting started into business. And so I alluded to that, finding the right business structure, right? Sole proprietor, LLC, S corporation, they have different tax implications, so you're wanting to go through that. And then really understanding tax deductions. You can spend money as a business owner. It doesn't mean it's going to reduce your taxes.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And so understanding and really learning the various business expenses, depreciation, where you office, a home office, tax credits, hiring a family member. So if you have a grandkid that could help you with some mailers or do some door-to-door, there is an amazing tax benefit or strategy that we educate our clients on.
Okay.
And then retirement plans and benefits. Are a key component in some dollar-for-dollar strategies that we can help educate our clients on. So being aware of these various strategies is a learning curve for the new ones.
Yeah.
As you grow in your business and reach new levels, there are new strategies that are potentially available to you.
Excellent, excellent. And we only have about a minute left. Maybe we can talk about this another time a little more at length. But if someone is thinking about retiring and moving on, what about succession planning if someone wants to move on from their business?
Yeah, so succession planning really starts with determining what method you want to use. Are you using a buyout contract? Are you selling the business? Is a family member taking over? And then we head towards the personal financial planning that you need when you're selling a business, Social Security, Medicare, long-term care planning. And so if you're in this camp, if you don't have a plan in place, the fear of the unknown can make you feel like you can't walk away from your business even though you're ready to make that change because your business is such a big part of your life. So for anyone listening, we can be a great resource if you have questions around any of these topics we talked about.
That is excellent. Reach out to Melissa Myers, Bruce Glenn, and there are quite a number of folks on the Glenn team at Infinitas. They can help, okay? So you need to pick up the phone and make the phone call. You will benefit. I trust me on that one. 913-563-7327. That's 913-563-7327. And Melissa, my friend Mel, thanks for being here today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, and I'm going to keep that theme going with discussing another business opportunity coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Fott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
I'm Richard Gerhart, founder of Gerhart Law. We specialize in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. You can find out more at learnmoreabouttrademarks.com. We love working with entrepreneurs and helping their businesses grow. And here is our client, Ricky, to tell it like it is.
Hi, I'm Ricky Frango, founder and CEO of Prime 6. We manufacture high-performing, clean, and sustainable fuels like charcoal and logs. We've been working with Gerhart Law since the beginning, really, and they've helped us figure out the trademarks, the patents, everything that has to do with product development and how to protect our inventions. And we're extremely grateful for the wonderful team that has been supporting our business since day one.
Thank you, Ricky. To learn more about trademarks, go to learnmoreabouttrademarks.com and download our free Entrepreneur's Guide to Trademarks, or book a free consultation with me to discuss your patent and trademark needs. That's learnmoreabouttrademarks.com for your free booklet about trademarks and a free consultation.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to seniorcarelive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. And I'll tell you, the podcasts, I mean, they're all over the place. Just do a little search for Senior Care Live and you will find it. And last but not least, if you don't want to go through all that, just go to the website, seniorcarelive.com, click on the podcast tab, and they are all sitting right there in chronological order from the most recent, and then it moves backwards. So there you go. Feel free. Help yourself. All right. So our friend Melissa Myers with the Glenn team at Infinitas, she threw out a couple of statistics that kind of turned my head hard. And I'm like, okay, you know, I had been hearing about this. I hadn't heard it quantified quite like this. So that in the year 2021, so think about it, pandemic, everyone's locked up, no one's working. You know what disaster it was over COVID. That's 2020, starting in about March. Lo and behold, in 2021, a record 5.4 million businesses were started. 5.4 million, when the average is about 4.4 million. So there's always a demand. There are always folks who are interested in owning their own business, starting their own business, and there are different ways to do that. But again, a record 5.4 million, and then in 2022, another 5 million. Again, well above average. And so when I was going through all of my consulting and determining whether or not I wanted to expand my business, Senior Care Consulting, through the franchising model, you know, I did a lot of homework, but I talked to a lot of people. I just got some good feedback from them. And I'll tell you, you can start your business like we were talking in the last segment. I mean, maybe you're an expert. You have expertise in some particular service or field or body of knowledge, and you want to branch out on your own and be a consultant and do your own thing. And that you can do that. You can build a better mousetrap, so to speak, and come up with a better product or an improvement over what's on the market today. A lot of times businesses come about by solving a problem. So you have this issue and then you figured out how to solve it and you're like, wait a minute, that would be a good business, right? So that happens quite frequently. And another way to start your own business is through franchising. And some people like franchising. Some people kind of want to do their own thing. I mean, there are no right answers. They're just different. They're different for everyone. But starting your own business through purchasing a franchise and then having a protected territory to where you can operate within and deliver your services, that's a very good way to go. Typically, it's a low cost of entry. Well, not for all of them. Okay, let me take that back. we're gonna blast that one. Not all of them are low cost of entry, but a lot of them are. They're affordable. I mean, there are expenses to get a business started, always, but some are just more affordable than others. So, especially if it's a service business that doesn't provide a particular product and inventory and cost of goods sold and all of that sort of stuff. So anyway, I'm getting too far out in the weeds, but you can start a business through the franchise model. And guess what? So if it's a senior care consulting franchise, I have figured out all of the stuff that works. And through trial and error and building and improving, et cetera, which is just the normal course of things, I've also learned what not to do. That's a very valuable lesson. So I know what to do. I know what works. I know what does not work. And guess what? So when you buy a franchising system, you have all of the systems that are just plug and play. They're ready to go right now. And it usually took that business owner, that franchisor, the franchise owner, years and years and years to perfect and develop those systems and to improve upon the proprietary geriatric care assessment and to improve upon and expand upon the senior care community, that audit tool that we use. Okay, where we ask a lot of questions and gather a lot of information. That just takes time. And by just going out and working with people, working with clients, working with families and individuals, and then say, you know what, I think we can make that better next time by doing this. And so over a period of time, and usually years, okay, all of these things really come into focus. They really shine, and you're like, okay, wow, these systems, this is a great program. Now I'm ready to teach others how to implement that program in other parts of the country. And that's where senior care consulting is today. So let me say that we're not licensed or registered in every state, but we are licensed and registered in the majority of states. There are some that we're not going to do business in just immediately, but we'll get there. So if you have an interest and you reach out, and if you're in one of these states that we're not in yet, I'm going to let you know that. And if you'd like, we can certainly put you on a list. And when we are registered in that particular state, then we'll circle back and reconnect with you and kind of take it from there. But for all of the other states, we are literally ready to go. This is a brand new opportunity with senior care consulting. All of the territories, all of the major territories in all of the states that we're licensed in, they are literally wide open because we're just starting this. And next year when I'm having this same conversation and the same information, many of those territories are going to be spoken for and they're not going to be available. So if you are interested in the services of senior care consulting and you're like, you know what, I've heard Steve talk about that. They offer a placement service with integrity. I love their business model. It's not another run-of-the-mill, ho-hum, new flavor of the week, free referral service. I don't get it. My brain's not wired that way. I don't do the free referral services. Frankly, I don't care for the model. I think there are lots of issues with it. Okay, but our placement service with integrity is a completely different business model than that. We work directly for our clients. They pay us a reasonable flat fee for service, and then we objectively walk alongside them through the search and selection process, helping them make one of the biggest decisions that they will ever make in their entire lifetime. And we're so proud of the service that we deliver. And we're not recommending places that are giving us a kickback of up to 100%. I don't play those games. And again, like I said, my brain's not wired that way. I don't get it. Okay. And I've talked to quite a few folks so far here in the early going. And one thing that every single interested party has in common, every time they say, Steve, I love your integrity. I love your business model. I love that this is not just another free referral service with maybe a little twist on it. Okay. I love that. I love that you are conducting your business ethically. I love that you've developed your service and you deliver a placement service with integrity. That really resonates with me, doing what's right. So let's talk about this, right? So I am in discussions with a number of folks from different parts of the country who are interested, and we're just kind of going through that process. It just takes a while to get there, right? So if you are someone who might be interested in discussing purchasing a senior care consulting franchise. And if you are in one of the states that we are licensed in, let me let you know how to reach out. So first of all, we have a special phone number for you. It is 833. Now, this is the easy way to remember it. I'm going to give you the numbers in a second. But it's 833-SCC for Senior Care Consulting. So 833-SCC-FRAN. 833-SCC-FRAN. Or here's the actual number so you don't have to figure it out. I'm going to save you a step here. 833-722-3726. So for franchising inquiries with Senior Care Consulting, 833-722-3726. And if you say, you know what, that sounds great, I'd love to just check out more information. Do you have information on the website? Yep, we do. So go to Senior Care Consulting with an ING, seniorcareconsulting.com, and then just go to just click franchising, and it'll take you to a whole section, and it'll talk about the franchise opportunity. And there's a contact form right there. Maybe you're more comfortable with filling out a contact form over the internet and just send it in, and then we will follow up with you immediately. But let me say this, I am very, very excited for the future. There are a lot of people interested. If you're interested, I want to hear from you. Let's talk about that. All right, don't go away because I have some other super important information coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
And now, Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
Are your legal affairs in order? Are your legal documents up to date? Many people are very surprised to learn their documents fall short when they need to use them. Does your healthcare power of attorney meet HIPAA regulations? Does your power of attorney for finance have specific examples of when authority can be exercised? Or is it a simple one- or two-page document? Do you realize that a will goes to probate and a trust avoids probate? Did you check the TOD box on your car title? If you haven't updated your legal documents in the last 5 years, consult with an experienced elder law attorney or estate planning attorney immediately. I'm Steve Keeker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726 or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Before we begin, everyone do me a favor. Thanks. Read a little thing I wrote called The Federalist Papers. Yeah. I explain how a nation's unlikely to survive without a strong central government to keep it alive. When I launched the central bank, Jefferson called me ill. Now you have my faith to thank on every $10 bill. When America was cash-trapped, I pushed past that. Now some sicko makes crypto, and our nation backtracks.
Decentralized currency, yes, I invented it. I'm sure many governments wish they had prevented it. The national cash is how they keep control. But freedom to the people was my ultimate goal. Am I a pseudonym, a group of men? It doesn't even matter. Nope. I invented Bitcoin because fiat is a disaster. A man from Japan or a damn hologram. I'm the reason open season on crypto began.
Does anybody know what this crypto thing means? Nope. To me sounds like the new get broke quick scheme. A bunch of fools from across the land investing in something they don't even understand. Buying Litecoin cash, Bitcoin cash. It's all gonna crash and be gone in a flash. All this unsupported money's in a rational frame. And I'll be laughing all the way to my national bank.
Ha ha ha.
Yeah, dude, super funny. As if banks these days still help people make money. The rich get richer and we follow like we're all sheep. The banks serve Wall Street, crypto serves all streets. The interest in crypto's on rapid ascent. What's your current interest? Like 0.5%?
Buy before you buy. Just text BACK to 369-369 to claim your complimentary sample. Why have millions of men already trusted Nugenix for a man-boosting increase in their testosterone levels? Well, nothing else is like it. It contains Testofen, a patented key ingredient shown to work. Nugenix Total T boosts free and total testosterone levels to help you feel better at work, in the gym, and in the bedroom. It's the number one doctor-recommended brand, and number one at GNC, and number one at Walmart. But don't take our word for it. Try before you buy. If it works, keep using it. If not, keep the sample. You've got nothing to lose, but you could gain energy, muscle, drive, even more passion. Text BACK to 369-369. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text BACK to 369-369.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Gas prices have never been this high at this time of the year, ever. With the fall season approaching, diesel prices are expected to go up for farmers, which in turn causes your grocery bill to skyrocket. With no strategic petroleum reserve to tap into, is there ever an end in sight? Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
At Doctors Without Borders, we put patients first, and we go where we're needed most. We believe people deserve to be treated with compassion and dignity. We treat our patients completely free of charge and without regard to race, religion, or politics. And thanks to the 6 million people around the world who support our work, Doctors Without Borders will continue to put our patients first.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit seniorcarelive.com. Okay, so I know I talk about this quite a bit, but I'm going to put this into action, into a real world situation. So what does your friend Steve say all the time? Don't wait until the last minute. Try to plan if you can. Be proactive. My hot button word for the day, maybe for the year, maybe for the decade, is proactive, proactive, proactive. So the whole idea behind being proactive is know your next step before you need it. Okay, we're going to think in advance. So, for example, if you have an elderly loved one, they're living at home, and you can see that this is not going to last forever, and we're starting to see some issues, and we're going to have to make some difficult decisions. And at some point, sooner than later, we can see this one coming, right? We're not years and years away. We can see this one coming. We're going to have to make that transition from home to a senior care community. And obviously that could be at various levels, depending on your needs and your situation. It could be assisted living. It could be long-term care. We may need memory care right away. We may have some early signs of dementia where we want memory care available for later on down the road, so they won't have to move again. But the bottom line is if you can see this coming, then the whole concept of being proactive is don't wait for some sort of a triggering event, some sort of a crisis, to light a fire, and all of a sudden you're in reaction mode. Instead of being proactive, it's quite the opposite, is reactive. You're reacting to a very stressful issue, incident, situation, or crisis. And I don't know of anyone who makes their best decisions under the pressure of a crisis and having to react and just do your best. Now, do we get calls at Senior Care Consulting from families who are in that situation? Yep, all the time. Because guess what? Stuff happens. Some things that are just completely unforeseen. Dad had a stroke out of the blue. Mom had a heart attack. Now, all of a sudden, she's pretty debilitated. She's going to need a lot of help, and she was perfectly independent yesterday. We need to talk to you about finding a care community that she can transition to after she after hospitalization and rehab. So we have to react to a life event that was completely unexpected. No one saw it coming, and we do a really good job. Frankly, I think maybe that's where we do some of our best work, is reacting in a state of a crisis situation. But way more often than not, we don't have those situations, and we see the need coming, but we just don't do anything. And one of the major benefits of being proactive in going out and working with senior care consulting, going through that whole search and selection process, you know your options at that point, you get your name on a waiting list or two, and then you move when you want to move. That's the whole point of it. And oh, by the way, since you don't need something right away, you can afford to consider a great place that may be full with a waiting list, because maybe you have the luxury of being able to wait out that waiting list, you know, approximately. So what we're doing is we're just managing our wait list situation and not starting from scratch under the pressure of a crisis, if that makes sense. But one of the benefits, almost every time when I work with the client who's being proactive, they're like, yeah, Steve, I mean, you know, we think in the next maybe 6 to 12 months, or they'll throw out a time frame. They're definitely comfortable that everything's okay for now, but they want to be proactive. We go into all these places. We deliver our service, which is just spectacular. And they agree it's spectacular. And they're like, wow, that was great. And we're going to get our name on a list here. We didn't even know about this particular place. And then it's just timing, when they need to move versus when the room becomes available, and then working on that wait list. Pretty simple to do. But almost every time they end up moving way sooner than they had originally thought they were going to move. And I think what happens is that my clients go out into the marketplace with me. They see some great places. Frankly, they're usually pretty surprised, pleasantly surprised. They're like, wow, that's pretty good. I didn't totally expect that. And all of a sudden, transitioning from home to a senior care community, that the thought of that moves from this vague concept, yeah, I think we ought to move, you know, about here and there. All of a sudden, this turns into this visualized reality, because they've been to this place. They can actually see their loved one living at this place and interacting with the residents. All of a sudden, it goes from a concept to a reality that they've seen with their own eyes. And I think it just makes it more comfortable to move a little sooner than what they thought. Now, recently, I worked with a wonderful, wonderful family, and they were out ahead of it. They thought it could be a few months, maybe 6 months. And so, again, I went out with one of the daughters. We went around. We looked at some great places. She loved the second one that we went to. She put her name on the list there. I think they were just getting ready to have some openings become available here shortly. So, anyway, we went through that. It wasn't a real long waitlist situation. And then they said, wow, we're set. We have peace of mind. Thank you so much. We love this proactive approach. And now we know our next step. It's just a matter of when do we make that move. So they were enjoying the peace of mind and just feeling solid that their game plan was their game plan, and they know where they're going next. And then guess what happened? Mom had a fall unexpectedly, and she fractured her femur, and she hit the back of her head really, really hard. And they were not sure if she was even going to pull out of that injury. It was a major injury. It required a major surgery, and they didn't even know if she was going to get out of the hospital. So, again, the benefit of being proactive is we had already done our homework. We were already prepared for our next step. We just didn't think we're going to have to move on that quite so quickly. So she went to the hospital, and she rallied. And they were, of course, they were thrilled by that. She rallied. And then guess what? They called the place, and can we get my mom in there for some skilled nursing and rehab? She's going to have a long road of recovery, and then just stay there. And they said, yes, of course. So the place that we went out proactively vetting, the place that they chose, took her in, in their Medicare-certified skilled nursing and rehab portion of the community, provided her rehab, she continued to rally, and now she's living there full-time as a long-term care resident. And they are so happy and so thankful that they did their search proactively. That is an example. It's a real live example of why that's important to do that. If this is resonating with you, reach out to me at seniorcareconsulting.com or 913-945-2800. And let's talk about that, and maybe we can get you in a proactive situation as well. And I've never known anyone who moved a little earlier than they thought they would move and regretted it. They've always been very happy that they did that. So that's what I could recommend to you. All right, I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRoster. Former President Trump feeling the heat after calling Florida's six-week abortion ban a, quote, terrible mistake.
Trump has called himself the most pro-life president in American history, but pro-life leaders and rival GOP candidates are criticizing his recent abortion comments. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds tweeted that it's never a terrible thing to protect innocent life. SBA Pro-Life America said anything later than a 15-week abortion ban makes no sense, and the president of Students for Life Action sent an open letter to Trump declaring the pro-life vote is up for grabs. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A tentative deal has been reached to end Hollywood's writers' strike after nearly 5 months. The Writers Guild of America reached the deal Sunday with an alliance of studios, streaming services, and production companies. The Guild's board and members must still approve the agreement before the strike officially ends. For Hollywood's actors, though, they remain on the picket lines with no deal in the works. The Biden administration is expected to soon announce Israeli citizens will be allowed to travel to the United States without a U.S. visa.
U.S. officials say the Department of Homeland Security will be announcing in the coming days that Israel is being admitted into the visa waiver program. The recommendation comes from the Secretary of State, despite ongoing U.S. concerns about the Israeli government treatment of Palestinian Americans. Under the waiver program, Israelis will be able to travel to the U.S. for business or leisure for up to 90 days without a visa simply by signing up under the electronic system for travel authorization. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Tropical storm Ophelia has been downgraded from a tropical storm and is still threatening, though, Washington and New York City with heavy wind, rain, and some life-threatening waves. More at townhall.com.
You take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. Relieffactor.com.
In Kosovo, a police officer killed and another wounded in an attack allegedly supported by neighboring Serbia.
Prime Minister Albin Kurti says masked professionals armed with heavy weapons opened fire on a police patrol north of the capital Pristina in the early hours of the morning. Kosovo police say two trucks without license plates blocked a bridge at the entrance to a village. Three police units were sent to unblock it, but came under fire from different positions with various weapons, including hand grenades and bombs. Police managed to push back the attack and take two injured officers to hospital. One of them was dead on arrival, but the condition of the other is not life-threatening. Kosovo police say one of the attackers was killed. The attack comes as tensions increase between the two former war foes at a delicate moment in EU-facilitated efforts to normalize ties. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The way Texas politics is set up, state House Democrats can literally vote to block, a vote that is in a block, to elect a Republican speaker who will then do their bidding. Attorney General Ken Paxton says it all led up to his historic impeachment trial.
That's exactly what happened. So the deal was cut, I believe, by the Biden administration with the House Democrats. And then they told Dade Phelan this is what they want. They had lost the election. They tried to sue us civilly. That didn't work. I had the FBI investigating me for 3 years. That didn't work. And so this was the fourth try.
Speaking on the Salem News Channel, Paxton says two Republican state senators broke ranks to vote with Democrats in a failed attempt to kick him out of office. Paxton prevailed during the trial and was acquitted and now is back at his job. Check out more on these stories by logging on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's a weekend. That means it's an opportunity for you to tune in and hear about all the latest medical advances, so with an emphasis on natural alternatives. We combine the best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies. We call that intelligent medicine, the deployment of all the things that can keep you well and address your health concerns. Our number, 877-726-8255. We invite calls with questions or comments. Perhaps you have experienced the benefits of some form of natural therapy. We'd like to share that with our audience. 877-726-8255, our number. And we got lots to talk about this weekend. We'll talk a little bit about Aaron Rodgers, who experienced a horrific injury to begin the 2023-2024 football season for the Jets. He was the great hope that the Jets would compete in the playoffs, but after the fourth play, he had an injury. We'll talk a little bit about that and about his potential for recovery with lessons for those of you who don't engage in professional sports. Maybe you're a pickleball player or a tennis player or someone who just likes to hike. 877-726-8255, our number. Lots more stories to share with you this weekend. And let's talk a little bit about ultra-processed foods. By the way, just I want to mention that during the broadcast, I'll be watching my phone because I have an app that tells me where one of my training mates this summer, I did a lot of long bike rides with her, is at this very moment competing in an Ironman triathlon. She's out at Jones Beach, which is 25 miles from where I'm sitting in Midtown Manhattan. I'm warm and dry. She's exposed to some inclement weather out there. It's windy, a little drizzly, and for the swim portion of the event, it's a very, very challenging event. It's a 1.2-mile swim followed by a 55-mile bike ride, and then to cap it off, a half marathon, 13.1 miles. So she's out there, and my app tells me that she's completed the bike leg. Congratulations, Angie. Now you only have to run for 13 miles. So I expect that throughout this program, which lasts 2 hours, she's going to be out there on the course because it takes a while to run 13 miles. And we can apprise you of her progress courtesy of an amazing app, an app that tells you where your buddies and family members are on the course. It's actually a map with a little avatar that shows where they're chugging along on the course and how much progress they're making, how much time it is estimated before they finish. So anticipating a very big celebration as she completes something that she's been training hard for and that I trained with her over the summer. Me, I'm sitting here warm and dry, broadcasting with you, and I'm very happy to be here. 877-726-8255. Okay, ultra-processed foods. Interesting study here just came out. We talk about ultra-processed foods, sometimes referred to as the SAD diet. SAD stands for the Standard American Diet, which calorically is around half ultra-processed foods. That means foods divorced from their origins that are laced with additives and flavorings and are highly processed to which oils, emulsifiers, flavoring agents, and various things have been added, and certainly lots of sugar. Lots of fat is often added, and so our diets are rife with ultra-processed foods, baked goods, candies, many of the prepared goods that we get in the frozen food aisle. These are the processed foods that we eat. And when it comes to meat, yeah, there's processed meat, you know, luncheon meats, and then there's unprocessed meat, which is your New York strip steak. And then when it comes to carbohydrates, you know, you can bake a potato, but you can also get deliciously flavored instant mashed potatoes that are ultra-processed. So among the foods that are ultra-processed, many things that are ostensibly healthy, low-fat yogurt, for example, is ultra-processed because they've taken the fat out of it, they've added a lot of sugar, and then maybe some fruit, maybe if you're lucky, some real fruit, but mostly flavorings, and there you have it. You think you're eating something healthy. It's got an aura of health, but it's ultra-processed. Okay, so according to this study, the paper found that women with the highest level of ultra-processed food had a 50% higher risk of developing depression in the future compared with those women that ate the lowest amount. A professor of medicine at Harvard Medical School told Newsweek, quote, there have been several studies which have supported an important role for diet in influencing the risk of depression. However, there have been scant data about what specific elements of diet may mediate that association. We conducted a comprehensive study which assessed whether ultra-processed foods may influence the risk of developing depression several years later. Big study, 31,712 women, age 42 to 62. They found that foods, including artificial sweeteners, by the way, because, you know, you think, oh, well, I don't eat sugar. I use NutraSweet or, you know, some of the other alternatives. Artificial sweeteners and artificially sweetened beverages are particularly bad regarding depression risk. So what's going on here? Ultra-processed foods are often bereft of beneficial nutrients. They lack vitamins, minerals, and beneficial plant compounds like polyphenols. They may lack essential fatty acids. Instead, they have bad fats like omega-6 highly processed vegetable oils. They are pro-inflammatory. Interesting study was done. It's a very, it's called a twin study. Okay. And twin studies historically have been interesting. In fact, this is a historical side note, a sad side note, that Dr. Mengele, the notorious doctor of the concentration camps at Auschwitz, sought out twins to conduct cruel studies because he wanted to see, you have a control, you know, and then see, subject one twin to something or other, some god-awful thing, and then based on the idea that they're genetically identical, you know, there's no difference. They've got the same genetic predispositions. See what would happen. Well, here's a twin study based on consumption of ultra-processed food. And there's a story here in Newsweek. It's written by one of the participants, a gal named Amy Kingston. The study was done in the UK. They fed one gal a nutritious Mediterranean diet that had virtually no ultra-processed foods. And they fed another one, another of the twins, identical twins, a diet high in ultra-processed foods. She says that during the study, Amy says, my typical breakfast was pancakes with syrup, hash brown and sausage, an instant flavored oatmeal with syrup and honey roasted nuts, or breakfast cereal with a blueberry muffin or a flavored creamy yogurt and a croissant. For lunch, I ate either a peanut butter and jelly sandwich on white bread with chocolate milk and some chips, a turkey and mayo sandwich with chips and some packaged peaches, a ravioli with cheese and cookie. Dinners was meals like cheeseburger and chips. That's the British word for French fries. Beef with mashed gravy and tinned sweet corn. A meatball sub with cheese and some crackers, a ready-made turkey quesadillas with sour cream, a Diet Coke, and a chocolate bar. There was very limited fresh food and no fruits or vegetables. And you may say, well, that's just a lot of food. Maybe the other person, the other twin just ate less. No, these diets were matched calorie for calorie. So calorically, they were identical. The result was, Amy reports, she says, I felt the increase in hunger early on. Within the first meal or two, I felt a real urge to snack between meals. Changes to my mood took a bit longer, maybe about a week, but then I was noticeably lower in mood. The biggest change I noticed was being hungry all the time. And that suits the food manufacturers perfectly because, yeah, eat more, buy more, right? Despite eating more calories than my typical pre-diet, pre-study, I was waking up really hungry in the morning and didn't find my meal satisfying. I felt really tired. I constantly felt I had less energy and found it really hard to concentrate. And then at the end of the study, after just 2 weeks, she found that she'd put on weight and her blood sugar and fat levels had worsened. Meanwhile, her sister's results showed the opposite. She was slimmer and had better blood levels. And her sister didn't really feel hungry. In fact, she didn't really feel the need to eat all the food that was presented to her. She felt full, sometimes didn't even manage to finish her meals. Her mood was also better. So there you have it. The SAD diet indeed is sad. And this is something we really have to focus on if we're going to collar America's health problems. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics.
The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's three-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So, score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today.
Touchdown!
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers and online. Don't accept a substitute.
With frequent wildfires contributing to airborne pollution and the fall allergy season upon us, it's time to buttress your respiratory health with Breathe Clear from my friends at NT Factor. Breathe Clear with NT Factor combines the benefits of NT Factor's breakthrough lipids formula with powerful bioflavonoids and amino acids. Together, they've been shown to restore energy, repair the damage to cells caused by wildfire pollution, decrease allergic reactions, reduce sinus congestion, and open blood vessels. Breathe Clear with NT Factor is the best formulation available for tackling both allergies and the free radical damage caused by wildfire smoke. For a limited time, buy one container of NT Factor Lipids Powder and get a bottle of Breathe Clear with NT Factor free. That's a $27 value. Just go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Arm yourself with the protective power of NT Factor Lipids Powder and get Breathe Clear with NT Factor absolutely free, and breathe freely while supporting your body's fight against allergies and free radicals.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Riverfront Playhouse presents Hate Mail. When Preston writes a furious letter to a store demanding a refund for a broken snow globe, he gets assistant manager Dahlia fired and becomes entangled in some pen and ink warfare. In the hilarious comedy by Bill Corbett and Kira Obaleski, September 15th through October 1st at the Riverfront Playhouse in downtown. Tickets are available at riverfrontplayhouse.net and enjoy the store Reddit. Hate Mail, September 15th through October 1st at the Riverfront Playhouse. Sponsored by this station and other amazing pro arts businesses.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Kindness Revolution, Wendy Douglas Insurance.
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back from Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255, our number. And this is very exciting. My running buddy, Angie, has now completed the 55-mile bike portion of the half Ironman and is now embarking on the 13-mile run. And I can see her progress here because there's an app which tells me exactly where she is. She's about to complete mile one of the 13-mile run. Only 12 miles to go. Go, Angie. And her estimated completion time will be after the end of the show. So while you're relaxing, listen to the show, think of Angie who is churning away those miles out there in some inclement weather, challenging conditions out there at Jones Beach. 877-726-8255, our number. That number available to you 24/7, 365, and you can call that number and record a question, as did this individual. Let's hear it.
Can I use bergamot for cholesterol along with Ultramel Cardio 360?
Okay, so the question is, can you take bergamot to lower cholesterol? And so this other thing is kind of like a protein supplement. Pretty good thing because it's got a lot of nutrients in it, but not particularly good for cholesterol. And so the question is, do you really need to lower your cholesterol? And, you know, that's the fundamental question before we say, can I use bergamot to lower my cholesterol? Do you really need to lower your cholesterol? And the answer might lie in an analysis of, you know, what are your problems? Do you have evidence of high cardiovascular risk? Are you hypertensive, diabetic? Do you have an elevated coronary artery calcium score, which can be ascertained with a CT scan of the coronary arteries? Do you have super high lipids? Do family members die young of heart disease? If not, you know, why do you need to lower cholesterol? I mean, everybody's in a mania about lowering cholesterol, and many people need to lower cholesterol, but not everybody needs to lower cholesterol. Now, the thing about bergamot is actually something that confers the flavor to Earl Grey tea. By the way, I just discovered Earl Grey. He was a prime minister of England during the time when, I guess they export a lot of tea from India. So, you know, they gave the name Earl Grey to the tea. It's kind of got a sweet flavor because of the bergamot. I like it. And bergamot has some benefits. It's anti-inflammatory. It lowers cholesterol a bit. For some people, it seems to have a significant effect. It can lower cholesterol 5, 10%. For others, it doesn't seem to budge cholesterol. But it doesn't just work to lower cholesterol. It's also anti-inflammatory, which is really good for the arteries. It may have blood sugar regulating effects, according to a study I'm looking at here. It's a meta-analysis of a bunch of studies, 31 different studies, that suggest it may have benefits in terms of, you know, other cardiovascular risk factors like inflammation, blood sugar, and even blood pressure. So if you were to take it to lower cholesterol, you would get additional benefits besides the simply cholesterol-lowering effects, and that can be part of a comprehensive program to prevent cardiovascular disease. It's not all about cholesterol, but many other factors. Inflammation, too. A new drug, Lodoco, which is actually a repurposed drug, colchicine, ancient drug, has now been approved for reducing HSCRP, a risk factor showing inflammation as a risk factor for cardiovascular disease. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Wakanaga of America, makers of Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, knows that most of us are having to stretch every dollar a little further these days. But that doesn't mean you should have to choose between saving money and your family's health. It's important, as well as cost-effective, to choose safe and multifunctional nutritional supplements. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been a superior cardiovascular supplement for over 50 years, backed by over 900 published scientific papers. Aged garlic extract has been shown to provide many cardiovascular benefits, including lowering blood pressure and improving arterial stiffness, and strong immune support. Kyolic Formula 103 includes vitamin C, mushrooms, and astragalus for immune and heart health, and Kyolic Formula 152 with omega-3s and vitamins D3, K2, E, and B6 for heart, bone, and immune health. Two excellent options that provide multiple health benefits for your family's health. Look for Kyolic at your local natural health store and online.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Our prices start at just $25 per eighth. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
Comes to you from our sponsor, Subaru. Discover the all-new 2024 Subaru Crosstrek Wilderness. With exclusive technology and safety features, it's packed with upgrades to its off-road capability. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, 9.3 inches of ground clearance, 182-horsepower Subaru boxer engine, and improved gearing to climb the toughest trails. See what's beyond the far boundaries of the map in a rugged Crosstrek Wilderness. Adventure on the edge.
At Doctors Without Borders, we put patients first, and we go where we're needed most. We believe people deserve to be treated with compassion and dignity. We treat our patients completely free of charge and without regard to race, religion, or politics. And thanks to the 6 million people around the world who support our work, Doctors Without Borders will continue to put our patients first.
A
regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here on a weekend. 877-726-8255, our number. And we'll take some of your calls momentarily. But first, because I'm a New Yorker and because I'm a football fan, I want to talk about Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers, the enormously successful quarterback from Green Bay, migrated to New York. And a real surprise move to take the helm of the New York Jets. And there was a great deal of hoopla and anticipation as he was about to guide the Jets to playoff contention and potentially a Super Bowl. But incredibly, and I watched the game, I watched this in real time, and it was the ultimate heartbreak, because you start watching the game with great expectations for Aaron Rodgers, and he takes the snap once, twice, three times, and a linebacker comes blitzing through, knocks him over, and he falls awkwardly, and he tries to get up, and he can't get up. He has to sit down on the field. He has to be carted off the field. And, oh, my goodness, it just flashed before my eyes. The entire season gone in four plays. And as was suspected, a lot of people astutely predicted this just from the visuals on the field. He had, and if your camera hones in on it, and there's some camera views of this, he had a very swollen calf on one side. And what that suggests, when you see that, that suggests that the Achilles tendon, which connects the calf muscles to the calcaneus, which is the heel, had snapped. And it literally rolls up like a window shade. And for those of you who've experienced this, there's nothing like it in terms of injuries, because you can actually hear it. There's an audible snap as your Achilles tendon snaps like a rubber band. It's an elastic tendon that takes a lot of stress, but when it snaps, it rolls up and you get excruciating pain and you can no longer weight bear on that leg. And so he's carted off the field, and a lot of predictions were made. He's 39 years old. This is supposedly his last hurrah. He's going to have to spend the entire season recovering. And so what's the prognosis for Aaron Rodgers? Well, first of all, what are the risk factors for this? I mean, professional athletes get this injury. Kobe Bryant had the injury. Some prominent football players had the injury. Kobe Bryant came back, but he was never quite the same. Kevin Durant of the New Jersey and now Brooklyn Nets had the injury, and he was out for 18 months, and he came back surprisingly in full form. He was a little younger than Aaron Rodgers, who's now 39. Age is a factor in terms of recovery. And I looked at the different types of surgical options available for this, because athletes get surgery inevitably, but not everybody needs surgery. It turns out there is a non-surgical option that can kind of work. And one of the reasons why it works is that it enables earlier rehab. At first you immobilize the foot and the ankle, and then you gradually start weight bearing with a boot. And then you take aggressive physical therapy to promote retention of strength, because part of this is, you know, it's going to heal, but he's going to lose strength in that leg. He's going to have asymmetry, you know, one leg strong and one leg weak. He's going to lose a lot of conditioning that normally occurs just with walking, and you can't weight bear for a long time with surgery. The surgical options, they have all kinds of gadgets and apparati that enable better sewing together. It's literally sewn together. The Achilles tendon, which is an elastic tendon, is sewn together. And it's very interesting how it's done, with kind of a template through which you thread literally suture, and you kind of needle and thread approach where you knit together the two ends. Sometimes you take a graft from somewhere else on the body to strengthen the bond. And the surgeon who did this, he operates on a lot of athletes. So, interestingly, while Aaron Rodgers is recovering at one of his homes, he's got a home in Malibu, they reporters staked out the home, and they found trucks arriving with equipment. And what was the equipment? It was hyperbaric oxygen equipment, equipment designed to provide high levels of oxygen to tissues. And indeed, that's a good strategy for promoting healing. So he's going to do all kinds of things to get back in the saddle. Very unlikely he's going to make it back this season. This is usually a season ender. But he's still on contract with the Jets. And there's still a possibility at the age of 40, which is an advanced age for a quarterback, that he, well, not for Tom Brady, but he's another story entirely, a phenom. There is a chance, and I predict a significant chance, that he will come back to helm the Jets' 2024-2025 season. And I predict he may make use of growth hormone. Now, growth hormone illegal for sports, but how are they going to know whether he had growth hormone administered during his recuperative period? Because he's not going to be drug tested during the time that he's on the injured list. So this is an opportunity. Growth hormone has the potential for accelerating the healing of wounds. And maybe, just maybe, they're going to dip into their medical bag of tricks. Hyperbaric oxygen, good nutrition, aggressive physical therapy, maybe a little growth hormone to promote the healing of this wound. Because we're talking tens and tens and tens of millions of dollars are at stake here with the career of this interesting guy. Interesting, too, in the fact that he's a vaccine refusenik. He's also a guy who's experimented with microdosing psychedelic drugs. It was said that when he was trying to decide whether to leave Green Bay to come to New York, he went on a vision quest with ayahuasca, which is a psychedelic drug, to help him sort out whether he was going to make that big change. Interesting guy, and let's see what happens to him. 877-726-8255, our number. With the fall allergy season upon us, that along with lingering wildfires and other factors contributing to airborne pollution, it's time to buttress your respiratory health with Breathe Clear from my friends at NT Factor. Now, Breathe Clear with NT Factor combines the benefits of NT Factor's breakthrough lipids formula with powerful bioflavonoids and amino acids. Together, they've been shown to restore energy, repair damage to cells caused by environmental pollutants, and decrease allergic reactions. Also, they can reduce sinus congestion and open blood vessels. Breathe Clear with NT Factor is the best formulation available for tackling both allergies and the free radical damage caused by air pollution. For a limited time, great offer. You can buy one container of NT Factor Lipids powder, which I use, and get a bottle of Breathe Clear with NT Factor free. That's a $27 value. Just go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com, or call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158. Arm yourself with the protective power of NT Factor Lipids powder and get Breathe Clear with NT Factor absolutely free, and get the benefits of breathing freely while supporting your body's fight against allergies and free radicals. And just a note, NT Factor no longer available on FullScript. You got to call 800-982-9158 or go to ntfactor.com to order it directly. All right, 877-726-8255, our number, and let's take one of our recorded calls.
Oh, hi there. I'm just asking a question about my mom, who's got osteoporosis, and unfortunately she's on blood thinners after having a blood clot. So lots of information about collagen now. Is it worth taking collagen to help support the calcium in her bones? Question one. And question two, she's been put on calcium carbonate, which I'm not keen on. So is there better calcium she could be taking?
Okay, so let's last things first. calcium carbonate is the least absorbable form of calcium. So it's not going to be that helpful for osteoporosis. And that calcium supplements have not been shown to be that helpful for osteoporosis. I know they were very much in vogue in the 80s and 90s. You know, take a lot of Tums, which was calcium carbonate, and you'll fix your bones. Newer studies suggest that calcium, even the better forms of calcium, like calcium citrate, more bioavailable forms of calcium, are not significantly associated with improvement in bone density. So you need a full complement of nutrients and perhaps medication. I'm not saying, but, you know, I don't know the situation here. Just taking calcium alone, even with vitamin D, may not do the trick. Other things that help, vitamin K. So back to the first part of the question. She's on oral anticoagulants. Now, one of the oral anticoagulants, warfarin or Coumadin, often you're told to be on a diet that has very little vitamin K. Now, vitamin K is a bone strengthener. So when you're on a very low vitamin K diet, that can accelerate osteoporosis. But what about the other medications where there's no contraindication to vitamin K? There are other medications that can be used besides Coumadin. So they actually looked at this, and what they found is that oral anticoagulants, blood thinners, all of them have a negative effect on bone density. They accelerate the loss of bone, interestingly. Even the ones that don't act on vitamin K, like warfarin or Coumadin. So interesting that she's got a risk factor. I mean, she's had a blood clot, so she does need to be in a blood thinner. But she needs special attention to strengthening her bones. And I didn't realize this until I looked it up. But Pradaxa, for example, one of the medications, Eliquis, Xarelto, these are non-Coumadin medications. They, too, have a higher risk for bone loss. And how many people out there have atrial fibrillation or taking these medications? They're at higher risk for bone loss because of those medications. So the take-home message is that anybody prescribed oral anticoagulation therapy better be assessed for their bone mineral density, and measures should be taken to preserve their bone, but not just vitamin D and calcium alone. Those won't do the trick, and you need a very concerted approach, including, you know, let's not discount the importance of weight-bearing exercise for preventing osteoporosis and fractures. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com. I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions. The CBD brand I take and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation to their Reserve Collection, a sleep gummy. The new Reserve Collection is a specially curated blend of full-spectrum cannabinoids, rich and bold. The Reserve Collection products are for when intense support is needed. Reserve Sleep Gummies
build on their unique reserve collection formula with effective sleep-focused ingredients to better prepare you for bed each night. Wake up feeling refreshed, energized, and ready to take on the day with Reserve Sleep Gummies. All of PlusCBD's products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit PlusCBDOil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's PlusCBDOil.com/Hoffman for PlusCBD's new Reserve Collection Sleep Gummies.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Gas prices have never been this high at this time of the year, ever. With the fall season approaching, diesel prices are expected to go up for farmers, which in turn causes your grocery bill to skyrocket. With no strategic petroleum reserve to tap into, is there ever an end in sight? Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255. If you want to get in on the action with a comment or question, we're available this hour and next. And when it comes to drinking, we've been through several phases. It's kind of like, you know, the egg debate, the coffee debate. You know, coffee's bad for you. We introduced Sanka as an alternative, and then it turns out that coffee's really not so bad for you. And the same thing with eggs and saturated fat and cholesterol. But when it comes to alcohol, we've been around the block with recommendations for alcohol. I'm old enough to remember when I think it was Morley Safer of, I don't know, it was on CBS, I think, way back when in the 1980s,
who came up with this idea about the French paradox. Now, this had been well known in science, but he popularized it, and he went to France and sat around in cafes drinking red wine and talking to scientists and popularizing the notion that a little bit of alcohol is heart healthy. And pretty soon you had cardiologists saying to people like, yeah, you can drink a glass or two of red wine, you know, don't go overboard, but it's good for your heart. And according to studies, indubitably, it was good for cardiovascular disease, not good for cardiac arrhythmias, because almost any amount of alcohol increases your risk for atrial fibrillation. And I've seen it. When I worked at the VA hospital, we used to see something. I used to dread being on call on July 4th or on Thanksgiving or on Christmas or New Year's when guys would drink a lot, and then they would come in with atrial fibrillation because of what we called holiday heart, the direct effects of alcohol, toxic effects on the heart. But when it comes to atherosclerosis, there were studies that showed that moderate drinking had protective effects. So the heart protective theory was based on the finding that moderate drinkers had better cardiovascular health than both non-drinkers and heavy drinkers. Heavy drinkers, no good anyway. But non-drinkers were thought to have less good cardiovascular health. But when they reanalyzed the study, they found that a lot of these people were non-drinkers because they were in ill health. If you're in really crappy health, you might have a lower tolerance for alcohol, or maybe you already were overdoing it with the booze, and you gave it up, so you became a non-drinker. Well, your health less good because you undermined it by drinking too much in the past. So as a result, abstainers looked relatively unhealthy, and moderate drinkers, many of whom actually had pretty balanced lifestyles, they exercised and ate well, looked pretty good. So these studies were not valid. New studies are suggesting that almost any amount of alcohol is bad for you. So a lot of people are really going cold turkey on alcohol. They don't want any because they think even a drink a week, perish the thought, it's going to have deleterious effects. Research shows that alcohol raises the chance of premature death from a variety of causes, particularly strong relationship to cancer, because alcohol breaks down into acetaldehyde, which is a known carcinogen. It damages DNA, and that damage can lead to at least 7 types of cancer. So people are stopping alcohol altogether. Should you abstain? Well, it poses a little dilemma for me because I'm going out tonight with some old friends. And what am I going to order? Am I going to order, you know, club soda? Am I going to have a, you know, wine or maybe a beer? What do I do? Well, here are the statistics on your risk. It turns out, this is based on guidelines established by the Canadian government. Canadian guidelines estimate one additional premature death in 1,000 could be attributed to alcohol for those who have 2 drinks a week. So 2 drinks are very moderate intake. So 1 in 1,000 risk. That risk is less than the risk of dying in a car accident. The risk increases to 1 in 100 among people who have 6 drinks per week. But the lifetime risk of dying in a car accident are 1 in 93. So when it comes to alcohol, let's have a more nuanced approach. Alcohol is a pleasurable activity, often involving socialization and relaxation. And for some people can handle it and moderate. I maybe drink 2 times a month these days. But absolute prohibition, I'm not sure it's entirely warranted. 877-726-8255. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
At Essential Formulas, we provide the immune essentials for your family's health this winter. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics and RegActive. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is recognized as a worldwide leader in probiotic digestive health. Since 70% of your immune cells reside in your gut, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics have an impressive effect on immune health, too. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics contain over 500 postbiotic metabolites, shown to help support immune function. Certified vegetarian, free of gluten, dairy, and GMOs, a powerful immune option. RegActive formulas help boost levels of glutathione, the body's most essential antioxidant, which decreases as we age. Maintaining glutathione levels is key in overall health protection. Be proactive about your immune health. Look for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics and RegActive at natural health retailers and online today.
Thanks to generous community support, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post-9/11 veterans and their families since 2003. Through no-cost physical and mental health services, legislative advocacy, career assistance, and life skill training, we're there every step of the journey.
It's possible to feel understood,
to get support when it's needed most.
And now I know anything is possible.
And we're just getting started. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
This message comes to you from our sponsor, Subaru. Discover the all-new 2024 Subaru Crosstrek Wilderness. With exclusive technology and safety features, it's packed with upgrades to its off-road capability. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, 9.3 inches of ground clearance, 182 horsepower Subaru boxer engine, and improved gearing to climb the toughest trails. See what's beyond the far boundaries of the map in a rugged Crosstrek.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostro. A new political party is gaining traction just ahead of the 2024 presidential election.
The group No Labels has secured ballot access in Arizona and 10 other states and says it's on track to hit 20 before the year is over and all 50 by Election Day next year. In Arizona, more than 15,000 people have registered to join the party, which is floating a possible bipartisan unity ticket against Joe Biden and Donald Trump. 15,000 is greater than Biden's winning margin in Arizona in 2020, and it's a number big enough to tip the presidential election in a critical swing state. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Now that a tentative deal has been struck to end Hollywood's writer's strike after nearly 5 months, there are several steps that have to get done before the industry gets back to normal. First, like the board members of the WGA voting to approve the agreement, then the more than 11,000 members giving their okay. And that could take place within a matter of days. Then writers can get back to work. The U.S. is spending more than $750 billion over the next decade to overhaul its nuclear defenses.
And will replace systems that in some cases are more than 50 years old. But until each of those programs is ready, it's up to young military troops and government technicians across the U.S. to care for the existing bombs, often through delicate maintenance performed by hand. One official cautioned that the sweeping upgrades could also have the undesired effect of pushing Russia and China to improve and expand their arsenals. John Scott reporting.
After being indicted on corruption charges, New Jersey Democrat Senator Bob Menendez has a challenger this November. Representative Andy Kim says he was compelled to run against the three-term senator after his indictment came down last week. Check out the latest news and read the best analysis at townhall.com.
It's Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
London's police force says some officers are refusing to conduct armed patrols after a colleague was charged with murder in the fatal shooting of an unarmed black man. Correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
A Metropolitan Police marksman was charged on Wednesday over the death of 24-year-old Chris Cabber in September last year. Cabber was killed after officers in an unmarked vehicle pursued and stopped the car he was driving. He was struck by a single bullet fired through the windshield. The case renewed allegations of institutional racism within the Metropolitan Police. Cabber's family has welcomed the murder charge against the officer, who has not been publicly named. He was granted conditional bail and is expected to stand trial next year. Home Secretary Suella Braverman, who is in charge of UK policing, says she will carry out a review to ensure that armed officers have the confidence to do their jobs. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A 3-year-old child and 2 adults are dead after being shot during an argument.
Jacksonville, Florida officials say 5 people, including the child, went to a luxury apartment complex late Saturday to meet with people about the sale of a dog. Somewhere along the line, an argument ensued and gunfire broke out. The 3 victims were fatally struck. A 3rd adult was wounded. Witnesses say 2 men fled the scene. Jason Walker reporting.
Railroad unions calling for a review after a worker was crushed to death between 2 cars by a remote-controlled train in a CSX rail yard in Ohio. The unions say his death highlights the need for an in-depth review of the use of remote-controlled locomotives. Every major railroad's used them for years. President of the Transportation Communications Union says regulators need to ensure the remote-control technology is making workers safer. SRN and Town Hall.
High school football action is back and broadcast live on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and online at KCNR1460.com. As teams hit the gridiron, now's the time to sponsor a high school football game or games, which includes 1 month of advertising, 4 30-second ads per day, Monday through Friday, between 6 a.m. and 7 p.m. Your business promoted in and out of each commercial break during the game or games you sponsor, plus an interview during the morning show, and 3 30-second bonus ads on Saturdays and Sundays between 5 a.m. and 9 p.m. Don't miss the live interviews with coaches and players. We'll also discuss the rosters featuring backstories on the coaches, players, and teams. We'll throw in pre- and post-game announcements, along with play-by-play high school football action, live on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and online at KCNR1460.com.
If you would like to sponsor a high school football game or games, call Sue McClain or Tyler Chapman at KCNR at 530-605-4565.
We at Radio America.
And now, When Radio Was. Brought to you by Radiospirits.com.
Hey folks, up first this time around the second half of an episode of The Great Gildersleeve. And later it's time for a literary private eye, as played by the big voice Gerald Moore. It's Raymond Chandler's detective, Philip Marlowe. At the end of our previous show, Gildy's nephew Leroy, as played by Walter Catley, was quite surprisingly doing well at school, and his uncle was embracing that welcome change. As we resume, Hal Perry as Gildersleeve is in conversation with his frenemy, Judge Hooker, as played by Earl Ross. Also listen for Richard LeGrand as Peavy, Lillian Randolph as Bertie, Louise Erickson as Marjorie, and B. Benaderet as Leroy's principal, Miss Eve Goodwin. Heading back now to September 9th, 1945.
Quite a change seems to have come over Leroy.
I don't know how long I can stand in this way.
Now, Marjorie, let's not discourage scholarship.
Cigar, Judge?
Don't care if I do.
Yes, Horace. I'm actually beginning to believe that Leroy is grown up. That's the funny thing about children. One day they're children, and the next day they're grown up.
And the next day they're children?
Yes. Now, Judge, this has been going on for 3 days. It's a whole new attitude. For the first time, Leroy has begun to show real interest in his work. I'm beginning to think the boy has the makings of a scholar.
Well, that's fine. If it's true, I'm delighted to hear it.
I'm even thinking of sending him to college.
Every boy ought to go to college.
After all, I'm a college man myself, graduate of a state university.
I still think you ought to send him anyway.
Judge, will you kindly be serious? I'm discussing your boy's future. I'm trying to plan his career.
Well, you needn't talk as if you were the only college graduate in the room.
Tell me, Horace, What do you suppose it costs to put a boy through college these days? You think I could swing it?
Well, I'd say it depends. If Leroy's as smart as you say he is...
He's smart, all right.
Well, most colleges have scholarships, you know.
A scholarship? Now, why didn't I think of that? That's what I'll do. I'll get Leroy a scholarship.
I'm afraid that's something Leroy will have to get for himself, Gildy.
Well, I'll help him. I'll coach him. Yes, I'll study with him. After all, as I say, I'm a college man.
I think you find that college has changed a good deal since our day, Gildy. The requirements are tougher.
All right, I'll get help. I talked with his teacher about it. Or his principal, Eve Goodwin. Yes, she'd be glad to help me outline a course of study for the boy.
Well, Miss Goodwin might be able to help.
Yes, indeed. I might just run over there tomorrow evening. I haven't seen Eve all summer. Besides, I owe it to Leroy.
Hello, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Hello, Peavy.
Getting home a little late, I think.
On the contrary, Peavy, I'm out a little early. We had an early supper tonight.
Oh, you're out for a stroll, you think?
Not exactly. I'm making a call, but I'm not expected quite yet.
Calling on a lady, probably?
Well, as it happens, yes.
I understand Mrs. Ransom won't be returning to town till next week.
I'm calling on Miss Goodwin, if you must know.
Oh.
It's not what you think it is. I'm going there for a definite purpose.
That's what I say. Well, I just wrapped this parcel. I have to deliver a thermometer to a customer, Mrs. Snyder. She called up about it, said to rush it right over.
Well, Peavy, I put down $25 in cash on an encyclopedia today.
Did you say $25?
$25.
Did you say encyclopedia?
Encyclopedia. 30 volumes. Special paper and special binding. The man's been after me for months.
My goodness. Well, I guess I'd better get this thermometer over to Mrs. Snyder. She'll be...
Peavy, wait a minute.
Yes?
I said I bought an encyclopedia today.
Yeah, no.
30 volumes. Got everything in it from A to Z. Anything you want to know, it's in there. Handsomely illustrated, too. Over 1,000 color plates. You see, here's a sample volume the man left with me. I have to return it. Just heft that.
Heavy.
It's not light reading, either.
Well, I guess I'd better run over to Mrs. Snyder.
Wait a minute, Peavy. Look at the special tooling on that cover. Just feel that. That is tooling.
Sure is. Well,
you see, this is the first volume, A to Auk. That means it contains everything of any importance beginning with A. You see? You're looking here.
Has it got about the atomic bomb?
About what?
The atomic bomb.
Well, no, I don't suppose it has.
Pretty important. I usually go by the Cornhill Almanac myself. Hasn't got everything, but it's got what you need. Well, I better get over there with this tomorrow.
Wait, Peavy. This is full of interesting stuff. For instance... Did you know that the moon controls the tides?
Oh, the almanac calls all that. Has the phases of the moon and high and low tide for every day in the year. Names of all the presidents, too. Well?
All right. Do you know how ants communicate with each other? Do you know who Archimedes was? Go ahead. Who was Archimedes?
Sounds like Greek.
That's not a complete answer. You know which are the highest mountains in the Western Hemisphere?
It must begin with A.
The Andes. Do you know how long it'll take a railroad train traveling 60 miles an hour to reach the moon?
I doubt that it would make it.
That shows how much you know.
Tell me, Mr. Gildersleeve, how did you ever fall for... That is, how did you come to buy this reference work?
Because every house ought to have an encyclopedia, Peavy, to look up things. As a matter of fact, I bought this for Leroy.
Leroy?
Well, you needn't seem so surprised. Leroy's begun to show a real interest in his schoolwork this year. He's turned over a new leaf.
Must have turned over a new Leroy.
Well, I'm for encouraging him, Peavy. That's why I bought this. I figure it'll help him in his work. For instance, do you know how many tribes of Aborigines there are in this country?
Mr. Gildersleeve, I've got to go. I have a customer waiting for a thermometer. Her husband is having chills.
I asked you a question, Peavy. Do you know how many battles Alexander the Great won?
Mr. Gildersleeve, Yeah, that's probably her again, wants to know where the thermometer is.
Do you know what country is the native habitat of the auk?
Mr. Gildersleeve, I'm trying to run a pharmacy here, not a quiz program. Yeah, I'm coming.
All right, go on. The trouble with you is, Peavy, all you're interested in is making money.
Well, no, I wouldn't say that.
Oh, go on and answer it. I'll go and talk to somebody who's interested in intelligent things.
Throckmorton. Come in. Or would you rather sit out here on the porch?
Well, it's such a nice evening, but let's go inside. Got something I want to show you.
I was so glad when you called last night. I've hardly seen you all summer.
Yep, not since the Jolly Boys picnic.
That's right.
Tell you why I came, Eve. It's about Leroy.
Already? Well, school only started Monday.
It's not what you think. Something has come over Leroy. I think it's his new teacher.
Miss Wynn?
Mm-hmm, that's her. I mean, that's she. She.
Well, she's rather young and inexperienced. I was a little concerned about substituting her for Miss McCann.
Listen, she's got those kids eating out of her hand.
Oh, well, I'm glad to hear it.
Why, she's got Leroy all steamed up. He can't wait to get to school in the morning, and he comes home every afternoon and goes straight to his homework. I think the boy is going to turn out to be a student.
Oh, how splendid. You know, it's so inspiring when a boy suddenly takes hold like that. It's what makes teaching worthwhile.
By the way things are going, I'm planning now, by George, to send him to college.
Oh, I think he should go, definitely.
Well, I want him to have every advantage. So the first thing I did, today, I bought him an encyclopedia.
Oh, how wonderful. The Britannica?
Well, no, this is called the New World Encyclopedia.
Oh.
It's 30 volumes, Eve. Cost me $69.50. Got everything from A to Z. They're delivering it tomorrow. See? Here's a sample volume. Handsomely illustrated, over 1,000 color plates, hand tooling, and so forth.
Why, is the Britannica better?
Oh, I'm sure this one is very good. I'm sure if Leroy learns everything in it, he'll do very well. I just happen to like the Britannica. But let's have a look at this. Do you want to turn on the light there? That's better.
Like me to show it to you?
Mm-hmm, yes, do.
Well, let's shove over a little, huh? Mm-hmm. Then we can spread it out on our laps. Mm-hmm. Kind of big. Now, you see here, they begin with A.
They usually do.
Ha. Oh. Now, here it's all about Aaron, fellow in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And from Aaron, they go to, kind of dull in through here. Let's look for some pictures.
Oh, there's one.
Yeah, now, here. Here's a picture of a... Let's see. It says it's a picture of an ancient Abyssinian vase. Busted. Over here we have... Say, lean over again like that.
Why?
I like that perfume you're wearing.
It's not perfume, it's cologne.
I don't care, I like it.
And it has nothing to do with the Abyssinians. Let's see what this other picture here has... Throckmorton!
Yeah.
Well, are you going to show me the book, or aren't you?
I don't want to read anymore, Eve. My eyes are tired.
They tire too easily. You should see an oculist. Tell me, Throckmorton... Did you come over here to talk about Leroy's college education or for something else?
Well, after all, Eve, he won't be going to college for 5 years. There's no rush, is there?
Oh, none at all. Why don't you come back again in 5 years?
Well, let's see here. Astronomy, astrophysics.
Oh, Miss Gilsley, this is Bertie. I'm sorry to call you at the office, Mr. Gilsley, but there's a man here with a truck that wants $1.70. Yes, sir. It's a crate and it weighs a ton. Oh, I won't open it. No, sir, I won't say nothing to Leroy. Encyclo what? Well, I don't get it, but I'll just leave it laying here in the hall till you get home. Yes, sir. Miss Gilsley, it ain't anything that'll go off, is it? Guess he must be all right. He said, pay the man.
Stand back, Bertie. Let me get at this.
My book.
That's what I said.
It's an encyclopedia.
My goodness, what man?
Just wait till Leroy sees this. Will he be thrilled? Where is our little scholar?
I don't know, Mr. Gilsley. He came in from school and went right upstairs.
At his books, I suppose. We mustn't let the boy wreck his health.
Ha!
No, my dear.
Well, I don't see why he has to make such a show of it. The first time in his life he's ever studied.
Now, let's not discourage him. Leroy! Leroy! Come down here, my boy. I've got something for you.
Yes, sir.
No, wait. Don't look yet, Leroy. Hand me that first volume, my dear. I want to write something in it.
Write in it?
On the fly leaf. Just a little inscription. I'll go get my pen.
Well, what do you know? Here comes Miss Goodwin.
Miss Goodwin? Well, coming around, eh?
I've got to get back to my homework, though. I'll be in my room.
You show her in, Bertie. I'll be right back.
That's her. I'm coming! Miss Goodwin, well, well.
Good afternoon, Bertie. Is Mr. Gildersleeve in?
Yes, ma'am, in his study. He'll be right out. Come in.
Thank you.
You've been kind of a stranger around here lately, Miss Goodwin.
Well, I've been... Oh, hello, Marjorie.
Hello. Uncle Mort will be right out.
Gee, well, you came just at the right time. Look out for that crate.
Oh, I came over, Throckmorton, because I wanted to explain to you about the whole thing myself.
Well, that's fine. I was just about to surprise Leroy with his present. Explain about what, Eve? You wanted to explain about what?
Didn't Leroy tell you?
Tell me what? I've hardly seen the boy.
I was forced to suspend Leroy from school today.
Suspend?
For a week. I didn't like to do it. But when a boy openly defies his teacher and calls her name...
Leroy! I don't understand it, Eve. I thought he was crazy about Miss Wynn.
Oh, this wasn't Miss Wynn. She was just a substitute. This was Miss McCann.
Uh-huh. She's back. What did he call her, Eve?
He called her a green-faced old tomato.
Leroy!
Did you want me to come down, huh?
Don't bother. I'm coming up. Marjorie, what am I going to do with this encyclopedia now? $25 down and 10 months to pay. Well, I guess I'll just have to return it, that's all.
How are you going to return it?
Well, that's easy. Just tell him to come for it.
With this writing on the flyleaf? For a good boy.
Boop.
To Leroy from his loving uncle. Reading maketh a full man.
By George, he'll pay for it. He'll pay for it out of his allowance. If I have to raise his allowance to do it.
From September 9th, 1945, for all of my younger listeners, an encyclopedia is what folks used to gain more knowledge in the days before Google and Wikipedia. The script was penned by John Whedon, who also wrote for television, including Leave It to Beaver, The Donna Reed Show, The Andy Griffith Show, and The Dick Van Dyke Show. And John Whedon is the father of television writer Tom Whedon, whose credits included Alice, Benson, and The Golden Girls. Oh yeah, that family is now up to its third generation of successful writers, as John Whedon's grandsons are all television and film scribes, Jed, Zach, and Joss Whedon. Joss, whose full first name is Joseph, is the writer-director of the Avengers Motion Pictures. Well, coming up next on When Radio Was, it's Gerald Moore as Philip Marlowe, right after this break.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
8 o'clock in his home on Catalina Island. I trust you'll be present.
Not on your life. It's me for Ensenada, and nothing's going to stop me. Goodbye, Mr. Dollar.
There are only 5 other heirs.
Huh?
And the estate runs well over $500,000.
Oh?
Almost any way you split that much up, Mr. Marlowe, it comes out something more substantial than a weekend at Ensenada. Goodbye, Mr. Marlowe.
It was fantastic, but then so was Judas Spangler. Who knows? Maybe he actually admired me for throwing him in jail. And after all, what's old Mexico got that Catalina doesn't have, and better? What could I lose? It was only a matter of minutes before I was in Wilmington and climbing the gangplank of the last boat for Catalina Island. She nosed past the breakwater and headed for the open sea, and the green water glistened with gold from the sun, slanting into a bank of clouds on the horizon. This was the life. I sat back and relaxed for all of 10 seconds before the name Spangler came up again. This time being volleyed between a matron meticulously tailored by I.J. Fox, who clung to a pipe-smoking gentleman at the rail, and a cute blonde ball of fire
You're
facing them.
My friends are aboard, and I don't want to be seen with you.
Look, you may be Your Highness Millicent Burke Ashby to those snoots, but you're still just Millie Spangler to me, you overstuffed social climber.
Why, you insufferable little upstart,
You're nothing. I'll give him a good show like this.
Oh, wait, Mickey. Oh, you Spangler, take me away from here. I think I'm going to faint.
I'm not. Well, what are you staring at, Buster? Haven't you ever seen a red jersey sweater before?
Yeah, that sweater plus that right hook of yours adds up to quite an exhibition. You must belong to Julius.
He was my uncle. Now, wait. Don't tell me you're in his will, too. Then you're Philip Marlowe.
Yeah, I got him 3 days in the cooler, so now I'm an heir. Who are your two friends?
Millicent Burke Ashby, my half-sister. A professional snob I'm going to get mad enough have to kill one of these days. The jerk with her is Bennett Haynes, a cousin not enough times removed. They're also heirs.
Which still leaves two more.
Yeah, an old geezer who collects butterflies and that blockhead Roderick who passed for secretary and companion to Uncle Julius.
Yeah, I know Roderick. And what do you pass for, Nicky? As if I couldn't tell.
You can't. Ever been to Nick's Bar and Grill on La Brea, Marlowe? Well, I'm Nick.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm. And if this inheritance hadn't come along, I'd have lost my shirt. Boy, I'm really in a money jam, and Uncle Julius is saving the day for me.
Yeah, but he had to die to do it.
Well, sure, that's the only way he ever would. I wrote and asked him for a $10,000 loan once. Got a check back in the return mail, but it was signed by Alexander Hamilton. So I came out here to Catalina to see him, but he'd already left for Iceland. I spent a week by myself painting his launch for amusement. Then I went home again, without a cent.
Yeah, he was a charmingly whimsical old man. By the way, where's his house?
Over on the deserted side of the island, naturally.
Naturally.
The only way to get to it is by launch. Roderick's going to meet us when we dock at Avalon.
Oh, fine. You mean we'll be stuck at Spangler's old house all night?
Is that bad, Phil? It's quite lovely. In a lot of ways.
Two hours later, we docked at Avalon. The clouds that had been on the horizon were now overhead and looking very soggy. Roderick, the late Mr. Spangler's secretary, in a striped silk shirt, gold Hickok cufflinks, polka dot bow tie and derby, was waiting for us with a launch. And after we had all shivered through another spray-splashed, wave-bucking hour and a half, we finally pulled into a small cove. A house squatted alone on a point of rocks 100 practically vertical feet above the water. And as we laboriously made our way up to it, the rains came. Julius Spangler would have loved it. When the door closed behind us, everyone dashed for the nearest fireplace, except me. I was cornered by a septuagenarian with a shock of white hair, a scraggly yellow mustache, and spectacles so thick they looked like shot glasses with horn rims. He rolled up in a wheelchair, which he handled like it was a hot rod, skidded to a stop, and shoved a fistful of brandy out at me.
Howdy, young fella.
This, I figured, was the butterfly collecting cousin, Matthew Spangler.
Hey, have a slug of this before pneumonia sets in. Well, sir, I suppose you're here for the reading of Cousin Julius's will?
Yeah,
so
that's right.
So am I. Wouldn't miss it for the world.
Oh.
He's leaving me his collection in Nymphalidia. Butterflies, you know. I don't like money, just bugs.
Figures.
Yes, sir. Been an entomologist for 50 years, lepidopterist for 40. I've got specimens of 12,000 species. Only a few thousand left to go.
Practically nothing.
You've a keen mind.
Mm-hmm.
Here, have a cigar.
Thank you. No, Go on.
It's the best. Save it for later when you got something to celebrate. Oh, there's Roderick. He'll show you around. I want to go meet these young ladies. So long, son. I'll see you. Out of the way, Roderick.
Hey, watch it. Crazy wheelchair jockey almost ran me down. Well, Mr. Marlowe, it's nice to have you with us.
Yeah, I'll bet. Look, Roderick, why did Julius stick me in his will along with all his relatives?
I don't know. Maybe he was nuts.
You can say that again. Keeping all his junk, for instance.
Junk? Well, these are trophies. That burnt match there was used in the first hot foot. Julius perfected that jag in 1903.
Spangler contribution to American culture, huh?
Well, get you. What did you ever do? Wait, wise guy, this one's even better. He panicked the whole city with this morning newspaper headline. Here.
Hmm? Report of baby snakes in city water system falls?
Yeah. He tells them there's nothing to it, and they still blow their tops. That's tremendous, huh?
Yeah, quaint.
Julius was right. You've got no sense of humor. The lawyer Darwin will read the will in 30 minutes, so be ready.
Passed a half hour at a window with Nicky, watching the rain slash at the glass. And at 8 o'clock on the button, the library doors swung open, and Darwin summoned the six of us into the room. As we sat down, the lawyer chewed his way through the legal preliminaries for the first time. It was a tense hush. $500,000 changing hands was an impressive occasion. And what was more impressive was that I might get some of it.
Yes.
I even caught myself wondering about inheritance taxes. Darwin completed the introduction of the will.
Yes, it will bring us up to the disposition of the real and personal property of Julius Spangler, who passed away this life March 26, 1949.
Oh, poor old Julius. I can't believe he's really gone, Millicent, you know.
Oh, he was a darling beneath it all, Bennett. Poor, lonely, dear Uncle Julius.
Oh, quiet. Get on with it, you old relic. Read it.
Yes, go on, please.
Yes. Well, there you are. First, to my dear cousin Matthew, I leave my cyanide jar, the silk net, and the collection of Nymphalidia.
Good old Julius, I knew he'd do it. Bless his old bones.
Yes, well, to Philip Marlowe, intrepid shamus. That's private detective, I think.
Oh.
Yes, private detective. With no sense of humor, 10,000 empty beer bottles worth 5 cents apiece. Clean. These aren't.
Yes. Well, for this, I skipped Ensenada. I should learn.
Oh, Phil, I'm so sorry. Oh, please, Nicky. What did you expect, really?
Millicent, be quiet. Go ahead, Darwin. What about us, his real heirs?
Yes, well, to Millicent Burke Ashby, Granny's $50,000, which is...
Uncle Julius!
Which is the value of a fish market at Central and Northrop Streets on the condition that she personally operate this market for 1 year.
Oh, good heavens, I think I'm going to sing.
Oh, shut up, that's you. Go on, Darwin. Am I next?
Yes, you are. You are. Yes, yes. $75,000 oh. And a dog sled.
And a dog sled? What's that for?
Why, to get your claim. You see, the money is the assayed minimum value of a gold claim at Point Anxiety, Alaska.
Oh, no.
Which it says here you must develop with your own hands.
Oh,
or...
no.
Fight this travesty of a will through
yes,
every court in the state.
Right,
you'll never get away with
oh,
it.
Oh, wait a minute. You've never worked for anything in your life, Bennett.
What was that?
Oh, you two got no more than you deserved.
Why?
What about me, Darwin? I've worked at least.
Well, Miss Spangler, I believe you better sit down. To my grandniece, Nicola, who has learned how to work hard for what she wants, I leave my sincere congratulations and $1.
Oh, no, he wouldn't. I need money now.
And finally, all the remainder of my property, real and personal, I bequeath to a most genteel, brilliant, and loyal man, my secretary, Roderick D. Driscoll.
Ain't that sweet of the old man? Oh,
Bennett,
my... You left me all that money.
Settle for $300,000 to this baboon here.
You'll never get it. I'll call my lawyer.
This is horrible.
Yeah, it's too bad, baby. Well, you can have my $500 fortune in old beer bottles. Me for Ensenada.
Oh, what's so funny, Matthew?
He got what he wanted, Nicky. Let him live.
I'll say I did. Whoa!
Stop it, Matthew. You're hysterical, Matthew.
Hysterical, eh? I sure am, kiddo. But Matthew... Get a load of this!
We all stood there with our mouths hanging open as the old invalid leaped to his feet, tipped over his wheelchair, made a grab for a shock of white hair with one hand and ripped it off. It was a wig and a good one. With the other hand, he tore the phony yellow mustache off his lip and still laughing like a ticklish hyena. He identified himself as the one and only Julia Spangler, alive and in the flesh.
Yes, this is the crowning achievement of my career. Look at you. Look at your silly faces. I wasn't going to give it away till tomorrow, but I couldn't hold it back. Ooh, this is rich. The best gag we ever pulled. Right, Roderick? Roderick!
Huh? Oh, yeah. Yeah, right. This is humiliating. I'm calling the firm at once.
You're mad, Julius. Absolutely insane.
Why? Why? Because you can't stand the smell of fish?
Oh, you...
What about you, Marlowe? Did I get the last laugh on you, or didn't I, huh?
You did. You're still nothing but a mixed-up jerk, Julius.
Wonderful. But I want to see you mixed up with those dirty beer bottles. Wash the labels off. Get a nickel back, you know.
I'd like to break every one of them across the bridge of your nose, funny man.
That's what I like. A good sport. How about it, Nicky? Isn't it funny?
Not very.
What do you mean? I sat in at the reading of my own will. So now I know what you really think of me.
Not quite, you don't. Because I think this.
You vixen, spit on me. How dare you? I'll kill you.
Hey, now, Spangler, stop it. You lay a hand on it, I'll flatten you in spite of your years. That goes for you too, Roderick. Stay back.
None of you can take a joke. Look after these fools, Roderick. Give them anything they want. I'm going to have a good laugh all by myself.
We will return with more of Philip Marlowe right after this short break.
Listen to the waves. Listen closely, for you will hear the crying of lost souls.
Stories of the mysterious, the uncanny, and the supernatural from the pens of literature's greatest authors are haunting Radio Spirit's 8-CD collection, The Weird Circle, Time-Worn Pages.
Sir Charles.
Helen, listen.
Sir Charles, come home. Come home.
It's her again. Lady Lucia.
Weird works by Edgar Allan Poe, Nathaniel Hawthorne, Robert Louis Stevenson, and more are here in 16 spine-tingling radio adaptations.
Many's the time I've heard her crying in the sea wind, roaming through the big halls, her footfall soft on the stairs. But I've never been afraid until now.
For a limited time, The Weird Circle Time-Worn Pages is available to our listeners for 50% off the regular price. Get 16 suspenseful tales for only $15.98. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code CIRCLE77.
You don't believe me?
You will.
Yes, these chills and enchantments are calling to you. Order the Weird Circle Time-Worn Pages today at Radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code CIRCLE77 to get 50% off.
In this cave by the restless sea, we are met to call from out of the past stories, strange and weird. Bellkeeper, toll the bell so that all may know we are gathered again in the Weird Circle.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com to learn more about how they support our military community. From Versailles, Kentucky, seconds matter during a fire, and firefighters can't always see past the smoke and flames when looking for a victim. That's why tools like thermal imaging cameras can be lifesavers. Now the Versailles Fire Department has 6 mini thermal imaging cameras thanks to American Legion Post 67 in Woodford County. Our commander, Nathan Lauderdale, had the idea we need to contact first responders and see if they need something we can help with, said Howard Whitehead with Post 67. And the fire department replied they needed those cameras. The department has larger thermal imaging cameras, but the new cameras will allow individual firefighters to quickly grab and use them. Firefighter Chase Thomas said on the way to a fire, guys can grab these, grab them off the charger, clip them to gear, and you're ready to go.
And now, Act Two of The Last Laugh with Philip Marlowe on When Radio Was.
After the mastermind of the impractical joke had guffawed his way out of the room, Roderick took his life in his hands and invited everyone to coffee and brandy. But the zest had gone out of the erstwhile airs like the snap from a secondhand girdle. So without as much as a backward glance, they all went their separate ways to their rooms. All but Marlowe. I drank coffee and brandy, and since the rain had stopped, tried for 20 minutes to threaten, bribe, and argue Roderick out of a way back to Avalon. But he swore it was impossible, and I was about to swear back at him when we heard it. We ran to the French doors at the end of the room and out. Millicent was on the walk outside, her hands clamped against her mouth, staring down at the rocks near the surging water 80 feet below.
Mrs. Ashby, what happened?
What is it? Millicent, what's the matter?
It's Julius. He's down there. He must have fallen now.
Yeah. The battery was pushed by somebody who couldn't take a joke. It was 80 feet from Spangler's balcony to the ugly jumble of sharp black rock that lined the shore. And it was there, minutes after Millicent's all-out scream, that Roderick and I found the broken body of the man whose raucous laugh still seemed to be tangled in the wind around us. And when we turned our eyes up from the death at our feet back to the balcony above, we could barely make out the cross piece of the porch rail still dangling at a crazy angle from its single remaining support, with all the ominous silence of a gallows.
Gee, Mr. Marlowe, I can't believe that he's gone and that all this really happened. So, Mr. Marlowe, what are you looking at?
Up there on the balcony.
Huh?
There's someone moving, Roderick. Which makes this a good time to start counting noses. Let's go.
Well, what about Millicent? Shouldn't we look after her?
No, no, for the time being. Come on. Come on, Roderick. I want the fastest way over those side stairs there. They lead us back up to the balcony because right now I'm in one big hurry.
There's nobody here, Marlowe. Are you sure you saw...
Hold it, hold it. Somebody's coming. Get back away from the rail.
Why, it's Bennett Haynes.
Yeah. I'm very interested in the spot where that crosspiece came loose from the top of that post.
Well, what's he doing there now? I mean, the way he's scratching something across the top of it.
The gentleman, Roderick, has forgotten that it rained.
Oh.
He's trying to strike a match on wet wood. Mr. Haynes!
What?
Would you like to use my thumbnail? It's dry.
Oh, why, Marlowe, what are you and Roderick doing here?
It's called spying. And you, Mr. Haynes?
I am here, Marlowe, because I think it's very strange that this accident should have happened less than an hour after Julius Spangler left a room full of people who hated him.
Which incidentally included you?
Yes, but I know that I had nothing to do with this. Now, here, a couple of matches for that stellar thumbnail.
Don't go too close to the edge, Marlowe.
Thanks, Roderick, I won't. I'll only go close enough to...
Marlowe, if you're staring at that mark across the top of the post, stop wasting your time. I just made it with that match that wouldn't light on wet wood, remember?
Mm-hmm. But that mark is not what I'm staring at. It's this green one here on the edges of the top of the post. A mark that could mean somebody pried the crosspiece loose with an object that was covered with green paint. All of which points up two things, huh? First, that someone murdered Spangler by loosening this rail, and second, that I've still got a couple of noses left to count. One belongs to a lawyer named Darwin, and the other to the fancy owner of Nick's Bar and Grill.
Help! What's that?
It's Millicent. There,
yeah,
down below.
Trouble. Come on. Follow the leader with me out in front, back down the wooden stairs and over to the spot where Millicent Burke Ashby, the tailored lady, was sprawled over a lot of soft ground. Unhurt, but coming apart at the seams in more ways than one. I sent Bennett Haynes off to find Darwin and then helped Millicent to her feet. Shook well and waited for results. Millicent! Millicent, make sense. Come on. Take it to the top, will you? Tell us what happened.
Oh, it was Nikki.
Yeah?
I saw her running away from the house.
Go on.
She was running toward the warm water.
And when you tried to stop her, she knocked you down?
Yes, she grabbed me. Said I should keep my mouth shut.
Did she say why?
No, she just said something about green paint.
Green paint? What about it? Come on, Millicent, think hard. What about the paint?
I don't know. What does it mean, Marlo?
We got to get to Nikki Spangler fast. Roderick, she was headed down toward the water. How many boats are tied up there?
Just to launch them a little.
Yeah?
No, wait a second. There's the outboard. She used to run that herself.
All right, then we split. You for the launch and me for the outboard. Now, where is it?
We're down there in that porch behind the trees. But you better let me take care of that, Marlo. It's dark and slippery in there, and I know my way around.
Oh, thanks. I'll take my chances. At the moment, I'm very anxious to meet up with that lady again in person. Now, you get to the launch and you, Millicent, back to the house. Whoever finds her, yell good and loud. Shed was a one-room bungalow on stilts. When I started inside, slowly, unsure of both my footing and the company on hand, I was suddenly very sorry that I'd left my .38 back in L.A. But the next minute, I began to breathe easier because just visible ahead of me was the Spangler outboard. And when I got closer, I saw that it was empty. Then I heard somebody behind me. I turned just in time to see a thick, crooked branch coming at my head fast.
Oh!
Oh! I couldn't tell if the warm blood trickling from the cut just below my ear was from where the branch had hit my head or from where my head had hit the planking. But it didn't matter because either way it hurt. I got to my feet slowly. I reached into my pocket for one of the matches that Haynes had given me in the faint hope that a little light might reveal something about whoever had been guilty of relaxing me like a chocolate soldier in a Turkish bath. But then, even as I was about to strike the match, I stopped. Framed at one side of the open doorway was the silhouette of a man. I stood where I was and waited motionless while he slowly took a step toward me and another. When he started on his third, I
grabbed him.
Let go of me.
What's
with
your arm, Darwin? Just in case you're still carrying a thick branch.
I haven't got anything in my hand.
All right. Now, what are you doing here? Come on, barrister. At the moment you're my witness, I'll talk. Why are you here?
I spoke to Millicent. Now, Mr. Marlowe, is the witness relieved?
Yeah, I guess so. Sorry about your arm, Darwin, but the last visitor here wasn't empty-handed. This time I wanted to be ready.
Do you have any idea who the visitor was, Mr. Marlowe?
No, I don't. I was just going to strike this match to see if I could... Oh, my head.
Oh, here, Mr. Marlowe. Let me strike it for you.
Thanks.
I doubt if it'll do any good. Oh. Now, there, you... See anything?
No. No, nothing. Well, it was a long shot anyway.
And what? What do you see, Mr. Marlowe? What is it?
Darwin. Something I should have seen a long time ago. And by that I mean that the launch of Nikki Spangler is my next stop. Goodbye, friend. Thanks for the interruption. It may save a life.
Let's pause for a moment. We'll be back to solve the case of the last laugh right after this.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Visa, a global leader in digital payments, just released the fall 2023 edition of its biannual threats report. One finding concludes ransomware is on the rise, says Michael Jabara, vice president and head of global fraud services at Visa.
What we have seen is about a 90%+ increase over the previous 6-month period. It's an unfortunate finding, but also an expected one.
Expected, says Michael, as there are more devices on the internet and the rise of AI tools as well. So what can we do about ransomware? Among other things, Michael says to remain vigilant.
It just starts with a mindset, being a proactive active advocate on your behalf when it comes to cyber and fraud matters. Take a little bit of time to really determine whether the email, text message, even voicemail that you've received is legitimate or not.
Visa.com/security has more.
I'm Richard Gerhart, founder of Gerhart Law. We specialize in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. You can find out more at learnmoreabouttrademarks.com. We love working with entrepreneurs and helping their businesses grow. And here is our client, Ricky, to tell it like it is.
Hi, I'm Ricky Frango, founder and CEO of Prime 6. We manufacture high-performing, clean, and sustainable fuels like charcoal and logs. We've been working with Gerhart Law since the beginning, really, and they've helped us figure out the trademarks, the patents, everything that has to do with product development and how to protect our inventions. And we're extremely grateful for the wonderful team that has been supporting our business since day one.
Thank you, Ricky. To learn more about trademarks, go to learnmoreabouttrademarks.com and download our free Entrepreneur's Guide to Trademarks, or book a free consultation with me to discuss your patent and trademark needs. That's learnmoreabouttrademarks.com for your free booklet about trademarks and a free consultation.
Thanks to generous community support, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post-9/11 veterans and their families since 2003. Through no-cost physical and mental health services, legislative advocacy, career assistance, and life skill training, we're there every step of the journey.
It's possible to feel understood,
to get support when it's needed most.
And now I know anything is possible.
And we're just getting started. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
This message comes to you from our sponsor, Subaru. Discover the all-new 2024 Subaru Crosstrek Wilderness. With exclusive technology and safety features, it's packed with upgrades to its off-road capability. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, 9.3 inches of ground clearance, 182-horsepower Subaru boxer engine, and improved gearing to climb the toughest trails. See what's beyond the far boundaries of the map in a rugged Crosstrek Wilderness. Adventure on the edge.
And now back to Gerald Moore, starring as Philip Marlowe on When Radio Was.
It was a 4:40 with plenty of obstacles and no lights from the boat shed down to the launch. But even as I got there out of breath with the shooting pains in my head making a dartboard out of the lining of my scalp, I knew who had murdered Julia Spangler. But I didn't know were the whys and wherefores of the green paint that had everybody running. A minute later, I quietly climbed aboard the launch and started slowly for the stern where I could hear voices. I knew that the explanation wasn't far off. When I was close enough to see Nikki standing in the reflected light of the moon wash, I didn't have to hear anything because, clenched in her hands and held close to her side, was the answer to the marks I'd seen on the post on Spangler's balcony. It was a crowbar, the business end of it covered with green paint. Opposite her was the reason for the fear in her voice. It was the man who had killed the practical joker, Julius Spangler's ever-faithful secretary, Roderick.
You're being awful stubborn, Nikki, which is something you must have got from your late granduncle. Now give me that crowbar.
Why? So you can get rid of it, me too, and then return to the others and mourn the loss of your employer?
Sure. I just love everyone to think that I miss him terribly when the truth is that I kill him. I hated him and his stupid jokes every minute of every day that I worked for him. Hated him, Nikki, the way I hate you and your snooping ways. Now give me that crowbar!
Don't do it, Nikki. Don't move, Roderick. I'll blow your head off.
Marlo! Oh, Phil. Phil, thank goodness.
Now get back, Buster. Get away from her and stay in one place or I'll shoot.
Oh.
So help me.
Marlo, he did it. He killed Julius because he hated him.
I haven't a chance at $500,000, right, Roderick?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Then, oh my God.
What is it, Marlo?
Nothing, honey. I walked into a branch that our friend here was holding a little while ago.
I still don't know what you're talking about.
And I'll make it real plain. Roderick, you killed Julius Spangler because you wanted to turn his greatest practical joke into a bonanza for yourself. You wanted that screwy will to stand. Nobody else was in on the gag, not even the lawyer. So nobody else would ever know that it was only a gag. Nor would anybody care that some wacky old cousin who liked butterflies accidentally fell to his death.
But Marlowe, Julius was killed after we all knew the whole thing was only a practical joke.
Yeah, but that wasn't part of the original plan, Nikki. Julius wasn't going to unmask himself and the joke about the will until the next morning. Isn't that also correct, Roderick?
Yeah, that's correct, smart guy. I was going to get everything. But when that failed, I still wanted him to die. And I would have gotten away with that if this dame here hadn't been so curious about those green markings on the railing.
And, Roderick, if this same dame hadn't also remembered a crowbar that she'd once spilled some green paint on.
I heard enough.
Yeah, for the time being, I guess you have.
Oh, Marlo, it's your head again, isn't it?
Yeah, isn't it? The poor boy.
No, you don't. Roderick, stay back. Oh, Marlo, are you all right? Are you?
Not exactly, honey. Did you get him?
Yeah, with the crowbar, no less.
Oh.
But you better give me your gun in case he wakes up suddenly.
I can't. I haven't got one, baby.
You don't have one? But you're going to pass out. What'll I do with him?
Oh, baby, there's only one thing to do. Let him have it again.
Marlowe, are you all right now?
Hmm? Oh, yeah, I'm all right. What's going on? Oh, Nikki.
Mm-hmm, Nikki. And before you can say, where am I, I'll tell you, honey.
Hmm?
This is Avalon, a lovely spot on the island of Santa Catalina. It's now 2:00 in the morning, your head isn't so much as fractured, and you're sitting up in a chair that belongs to the nice lady who rented you this room, at a reasonable price.
And the others?
All back at the place, except, of course, Roderick. Last I heard of him, he was still answering questions for policemen.
Hmm.
Which, by the way, brings me right to the point. This I gotta know. Phil, how did you figure that Roderick was guilty?
Wet wood, Nikki. Wet wood that should have been dry. It was up on Julius Madeline's his balcony. The top of the post that had green moss on it was wet. Even though the tight-fitting crosspiece that rested over it should have kept it dry. So obviously the rail was pried loose just before the will was read, while it was still raining.
How do you figure, Marlowe?
Well, because it had stopped raining and the moon was shining by the time Matthew identified himself as Julius Spangler.
But no one would have wanted to kill Uncle Julius without having heard the will.
Nobody but Roderick, who was in on the whole joke and knew that he was going to get $300,000 out of the phony will. So he merely pushed the old man off the balcony, made it look like an accident, see?
Yeah. And you doped all this out just like that?
No, not just like that, Nikki. Finally, I caught on. And now, sweetheart, in spite of the bandage, I think a little stroll along the beach is going to do me a lot of good. You know, I'm officially on vacation. Rest and recreation for 2 full days at least.
Here in Avalon, maybe?
Where else? See you later, Nikki. Outside and down at the pretty strip of beach that runs along behind the spot where the steamer docks. I felt a lot better. I sat down on the moon-drenched sand and relaxed for the first time that night. As I sat there, I reached into my breast pocket for a cigarette, but instead came out with the expensive cigar that Matthew Spangler had given me. It wasn't until I had lit it and was puffing along that I suddenly remembered that Matthew Spangler had really been Julius, so I got rid of the cigar. Hey, just in time. Yeah, I wasn't sure, but maybe Julius Spangler, wherever he was having the last laugh, after all.
The Last Laugh, from April 2nd, 1949. Gerald Moore was Marlowe, and was joined by Doris Singleton, John Daner, Ann Morrison, Paul Dubov, and Peter Leeds, with the role of Spangler played by Alan Reed. Best known today as the original voice of Fred Flintstone. Reed's first cartoon work, though, came back in 1937 in the short Porky's Romance. But do you know who was the voice of Porky? I'll name him and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
MusicRewind.com is serving Cafe Culture 100 songs to enjoy with your coffee, a perfect blend of music from across the globe.
Won't you stop and take a little time out with me?
Get Cafe Culture today at MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 and pay only $21.98 for this 4-CD World Music Collection. Use promo code CAFE33 to save on shipping. Take the journey with MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556. Remember promo code CAFE33 for reduced shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Holmes, it can't be.
But it is, Watson, beyond any shadow of doubt.
Beyond any shadow of a doubt, you won't miss a When Radio Was episode ever again. Just stream the most recent shows on our Radio Spirits app for free. Download it at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android.
Oh, I suppose you could do better.
Well, you think not? Honey, just sit down and listen to me.
Yes, listen to this. You can't do better than streaming thousands more of our other radio shows, such as Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Gunsmoke, The Whistler, Jack Benny, and yours truly, Johnny Dollar, to name just a few. Download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening.
Are you kidding? You are kidding.
No, sir.
How come?
Because we wouldn't joke about free streams. Download a free trial now at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android. Check out the Radio Spirits app today with no risk or obligation. Just free when radio was daily streams.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726 or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Welcome back. Before the break, I was talking about the 1937 cartoon short, Porky's Romance. And I wanted to know who voiced Porky the Pig. The answer is not Mel Blanc, but rather Joe Doherty. He was the original voice of Porky. But Blanc actually took over that role after Porky's Romance and played the character for the next half a century. Well, I'm your host, Greg Bell, and we are all out of time. But I want to remind you to take a moment and visit the website. It's whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.